Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! It's your boy Chuck G. Shouts out Showtime, baby. Willie Dog, where you at? Dog, catch up. Dog, catch up. I gotta catch that dog. Dog, catch up. Dog, catch up. I gotta catch that dog. I got the car on the trailer, ready to go. It's about time for the Willie Dog Show. Get your money up, I got my bottle filled up. I'm headed to the track, about to lock a race up. I'm Jackson bound, making bound, dollars inbound, I'm West Palm bound. I got my 28 zone. Chuck G is on. Got band at the 3:30. Make it go home real early. It's the Willie Dog.
All right, that was my man, Chuck G. We're going to cut him short a little bit today because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But before we get started, we want to send a special prayer out to one of our racing buddies' family. He having a little sickness in the family, and we want to send a special prayer out for him. Showtime, would you mind doing the honors for me, my brother?
Yes, no problem. Let us all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for a special blessing for Mr. and Mrs. Larry Beecher. Father, we know that you already know his wife is on the battlefield. Father, we ask that you lift this family, touch their heavy heart, and let them know that they have fought their fight, but you will bring them through to victory. Father, we know that it is your turn now because they have already put faith in you to carry them through. Their work has been done, but now we ask that you look after this family, Lord. Touch them and let them know that everything is all right, that Miss Dietrich has already won the battle. She's on her way. She's on her way to victory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, my brother. You got me a little water out of there. Showtime, I want to thank you for that. And that's going out to Mr. Larry Dietrich and his family. His wife is suffering. And like Showtime said, she's in the Lord's care. And we wish the best for her. Okay, before we do another prayer, though, if Larry Deach, if you're on the line, press the one, brother Larry. Larry, if you're on the phone, press the one button, please. Larry Dietrich. Okay, Larry, go ahead on. You got anything you want to say, brother?
No, I just appreciate Showtime and that prayer that she sent up for Janice. I'd just like for y'all to remember her and give her blessings. It's going to be a tough road for her for a while, and appreciate all consideration, all prayers. Thanks for letting me on, and thank you, Showtime, for the nice prayer you said on behalf of her. Thank you. That's it.
You're welcome.
Dog, have a good show, and we got to take it one day at a time.
All right, Larry. Godspeed to you and your family, my brother. We love you.
All right. Thank you, Dog. All right.
Showtime, I want to thank you for that wonderful prayer. I know Larry thanks you also, man. So to get this show, before we get the show started, we're going to have a regular prayer. And Sweet Willie, would you mind leading us in our regular prayer for today, my brother?
Certainly. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for blessing us and all you allow us to do, for keeping our family safe, putting food on the table, and even allowing us to race these cars. You continue to inspire us to do better. And we are so grateful to have this opportunity to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sweet Willie, for that prayer. And y'all just sit back. Today we got a lot of things to cover. I don't know how long it's going to take to cover them. And I don't know how far it's going to go. But we got a lot of things to cover. So let me get my sponsorship stuff out the way right quick so we can get into the show there. And like I said, I sound a little down there. That Larry kind of got me messed up there a little bit there, you know. So I'm going to see can I get my upbeat back up, though. And like I said, Godspeed to his family again. But anyway, today's show is sponsored to you by Moe's Speed Shop. Like a matter, Moe's under the weather a little bit, too, so he's not taking on too many big jobs. But call him first to make sure whether or not he can take care of you. It might not be as fast as you to do. That's Moe's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. That's Moe's Speed Shop. He does all kinds of automotive work. Domestic or race car, especially race car. But you know, the race car business, you know, sometimes it takes a long time and it's meticulous work, but he does it well, does it very well. Also, he can also go to the track with you to help you get your car down the track and everything. That's Moe's Speed Shop. And all automotive works, any kind of automotive works, any kind, regardless of what it is. If he can't do it, trust me, it can't be done. That's Moe's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. Call him today or text him. I think his phone service is getting a little bit better out there, too. Maybe he's paying his bill. I don't know. Okay, anyway, I'm going to put out a disclaimer before I get the show started. I'm going to try to cover everything anybody has got for me to cover. It might not be in the order you wanted to get it covered, but we will get it covered. We're going to get the big E-Town hassle that they had up there this weekend. We're going to get that in with Steph, Big Steph, with the NOS 302. Mustang, they had a controversy going on up there in E-Town this week. We're going to cover that. We're going to cover the Mike Hill, Steve Kirk race. We're going to cover that. We're going to cover promoters throwing shows and not paying the money that they're supposed to pay, especially that. So regardless, we're going to cover the NARD, Purple Rain race, and the controversy with Sam Alexander. We're going to work out all that today. All I can tell you to do is to stay tuned. And if you can hang around, you hang around. I mean, you got to do what you got to do so we can do what we got to do. So without further ado, I want to disband myself from my own radio show today because I got something I want to put out personally. And it's about this fake-ass, bullshit-ass motherfuckers down at Jerome and Rico promoters of the Macon race this past weekend. Now, I might be a little nasty for saying this, but like I said, this is not the regular me on my radio show. I paid money for just for me to come on special today in another capacity. Me, my personal thoughts are, if you advertise something, since you always said don't pay racers to come to your race, don't do this and don't do that, racers should just come out and do it. Okay, if you make a flyer and you advertise a race and you're paying a certain amount of money for that race, you don't have no minimum car count. Remember what I said. If you have no minimum car count, if one racer or 20 racers show up for that class, you are, to me, now this is me in my own opinion, obligated to pay that damn purse. Or you can give it the people or person that's in that class and then come up to a compromise. If they decide not to come up to a compromise, you as a promoter should still pay the purse that you advertise. That's Jerome and Rico that had the race in Macon this weekend. They did not pay the purses that they advertised to pay. Every goddamn body down there that was advertised to be paid did not get their pay. If they did get their pay, they didn't get the full amount. Jerome and Rico, Macon National Dragway. Now, I'm not faulting Macon National Dragway. I'm not faulting the track manager or the owner. I'm faulting the promoters. But also, if you got something to say about this, M, I need you to also address what can we do to stop these goddamn fake-ass, bullshit-ass promoters from putting out flyers to get people in the house, and then if they don't get the car count, the spectator count that they want, they come in and cut the purses and don't pay people. We as people that runs for these purses spend just as much money as anybody else to get out of cars to run in the classes that they advertise. So me personally, if you advertise a damn purse, you pay the goddamn purse, or you need to get your goddamn ass off the fucking business talking about you a goddamn promoter. Now, if I sound real nasty, I'm feeling real bad. And if I could fight, I'd probably bust Jerome in his fucking mouth because he was the big mouth motherfucker that kept on talking about he was going to take care of everybody, and he didn't do it. Now, he can be, he's willing and free to come on his radio station, and he can rebut anything I said. But I don't take nothing back what I said, and it's not a threat. If I could fight, I'd bust him in his fucking mouth because what he did this week was totally unacceptable. Now, I apologize for y'all. I'm going to open the lines up if you want to comment on what I said. I'm going to apologize for my bad language and everything, but that's personally for me. It's not for me and my radio persona. My radio persona is kind of nasty, but not quite as nasty. Jerome and Rico, you're on notice. If anybody else that's got a track, that's got them promoting, y'all better get your goddamn money up front because the motherfuckers won't pay. Thank you, and I'm finna open the lines up for anybody that had a comment on this. We will cover anything else later, but I'm going to cover this segment first because I want to see how the listeners out there think about this. And I'm finna go to my up north buddies first. Sweet Willie, I apologize for my bad language and my bad talk, but you heard what I just said. What's your comment on what I just said, sir?
Well, You're 100% right, you know, and you've given them an opportunity to dispute it, and if you don't put a disclaimer in with a number of cars, then you're obligated to pay, I think, even legally.
And I'm glad you said that, Sweet Willie, because I did check with a legal friend of mine, and this is what they said. They said they are obligated to do it, but it'd be up to a judge not to mitigate or whatever the thing is, because, say, for instance, they had a payout of, say, $2,500, and only two people showed up. Now, they say you could talk to the people and see, can y'all come to a resolution yourself, or it all depends on where you want to, how far you want to push it, and it goes to the credibility of the people that's getting the races on whether or not the judge will get award the full amount to the person that are complaining about it or what. So, in other words, your integrity and your standards in the community has something to do with it also.
Well, the way I understand the law, technically speaking, that flyer is a contract.
Exactly right. Damn, Willie, you're going to mess up my whole show, but you might answer all the questions. They did, they said that it is a contract, but this is a catch in it that, well, I ain't going to give you the answer yet. I'm going to see if anybody else might come up with another answer to that before I answer that answer about being a contract. Let me go to the phones and see what this person might want to say. 786-6413, you got any comment on what I just made?
No, sir, dog. I don't have a comment on that. This is Captain Ron,
yeah,
a.k.a. Paper and Pistol.
Yeah, I know who you are, baby. I got something for you, too. I got your segment coming up later, though, Ron. It's not for you. I just
I'll be here waiting.
Okay, you have no comment on what we just discussed there, you know?
No, I mean, they put it on paper. They ought to be able to step up to the plate and be a man and do what they're supposed to do. You know,
okay,
all right,
Ron, just stand by. You got a whole segment coming up later. So I'm going to mute your phone back out, all right?
All right,
I got a man I see right here. I know he don't mind speaking his mind, and I know he do it. My man, Hitler. Go ahead, Hitler. Johnny, whoever this is.
Yeah, dog, this Johnny. You know, as a promoter, if you put out a flyer saying you're paying a certain amount for a race, you are obligated to pay that amount, especially, you know, the deal with the no car cop. That's why it's always good to put a count car on there. That way you don't go through this bullshit. You know, I had a race last year in Orangeburg, and I ain't going to tell you no lie, with the stock suspension guys. Well, I put up, you know, on there a car count. Well, the thing was, we didn't make any money. So the thing what I did, I got to the stock suspension fella. Well, no, let me reverse that. The stock suspension fella got with me. They knew that I didn't make any money, and we came to an agreement that this is, you know, what they wanted and what I could do. And
that's what I'm talking about, Johnny. That's what I'm saying. See, anybody that's in this game know you got hit and misses. So if a guy quite naturally see you ain't making no money, you got a little crowd, he can work with
right.
you. Those people,
that's
Jerome and Rico, that, didn't even want to work with that, nobody. All they want to do, and to be honest with you, they had a hell of a crowd. I just think what they did was they had a race a month and a half ago that they made oozes of money on, and this time they just didn't make as much money as they made the last time. So this time their eyes was big in their stomach, basically. So that's
exactly
what happened. Exactly,
and you know, dog, I ain't going to tell you no lie. Now, them stock suspension fellas, they didn't have to work with me.
That's exactly
but
right,
Johnny. They came to me. God is my witness. They came to me and said, look, we know you didn't make no money. Can you pay this? And quite naturally,
right.
I jumped on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're supposed to. Because like I said, legally, like Sweet Willie just said, technically you're obligated to pay what you said if you advertise the shit because it's a contract. And if you really want to take it far enough to go to court, you could go to court, and you're probably going to win. You probably win.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, Johnny, hang around because you know you're good for controversy. So hang around. So we got some more shit coming up today. I know you're going to be involved in it. So I'm going to mute your phone, but just hang around and make sure you be listening because you know how you do. You go to sleep or leave your phone down.
Hey, dog, am I still on?
Still on. You still on, Willie. Your mic will be on my all day today.
Okay. One other key component to a contract and stuff, you got to have a meeting of the minds, and that's where the judge would have to decide credibility.
Okay, well, now I'm going to discuss that with you. If nobody else hit the point, I'm going to give you the correct answer, what I got from a lawyer. I just checked into it. I ain't trying to sue nobody, but I did want to know just in case for some other these people out there. Some of these people ain't going to take this shit, though. Some people will not take this shit. So let me see what else, if anybody else answering this stuff that was going on. 843-3874. 843-3874.
Just listening, dog. Just listening.
Okay, when I mute your mic, then push the one button and take your hand down, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And no problem. We ain't going to get too. I done already got nasty enough today. I'm going to try to be nice enough today. Then, you know, I apologize. 516-5625. Speak.
Hey, dog. How you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. Is this Big Willie McKinnon?
Yes, sir. Sure is.
Okay. What you got on your mind, brother? Just on the topic we just was discussing then.
Yes. Well, in all honesty, they made a mistake when they didn't put a car count on a flyer. Okay, so evidently they're not too good of promoters. They wasn't thinking. But in all honesty, again, I mean, it was only two cars, and 2,500 is a lot just for two cars. So what they really should have did, they should have, like what's the name just said, they should have got together with the two cars and decided on some kind of happy medium. So somebody should have got something.
You're right, but I just used two cars as an example. Technically speaking, one car. I was the one car.
Oh, well, then that's a whole other story, too, now, because you didn't run nobody.
That don't
you
make
know
no difference. Yes, you are totally right. That makes no difference. But this is what I did, and I didn't want to bring it up, but this is what I did. I said, man, you ain't got but one car in this young class. You advertising 2,500. I said, don't give me 300, and now I'd be happy as a faggot with two dicks. And he didn't want to even want to do nothing.
Oh, they didn't want to give you the 300?
They didn't even want to give me 300. I just saved in 2,200.
Oh, no, well, they dead wrong then. They dead
I
wrong.
I know this. That's why I'm blasting them on. Like I said, I don't blast nobody's money. But then
right.
When it comes to that, that's fucked up. Excuse my French again.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
stand by.
Right.
I'm finna mute your phone. I'm going to try to get many comments on this here so I can go and put this to bed so I can go to the other subjects, okay? Unless you got something else you want
to
say.
All right.
Okay.
Nothing, guys. Have a good
All righty. Let me see. I think I got my man. He took all work. E, talk to me.
Yo, what's up, Willis?
How you doing, man? Did you hear my commentary at first?
Yeah, I got all of it, man. I got all of it. I thought it was only fair for me to come on and say something about it. So we were the one that was involved with the situation that happened Saturday. You would have been satisfied with 300. I'd have been satisfied with I can say about anything. I mean, the promoters, I'm sure they know, or maybe they don't know, or maybe they don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? But anybody that's racing or got a car or done had a car, know what it takes to get these cars up and down the road. It takes $300 for us to get to the track, to making track from Augusta. You know, with race fuel, $100 for 5 gallons, $150 for diesel fueling truck. That ain't got nothing to do with nitrous or anything like that. I think you was real fair about the situation. But basically what I'm saying is, as of right now, me personally, I don't want to attend now another race that you guys have. That's just me. I mean, I can't say anything about anybody else or what everybody else do, but that's just bad business. It's not our fault that we didn't have anybody to run. We came to race. We came to show the fans a race, and I'm sure a lot of people, whether they like you or whether they don't like you, a lot of people come to the track to see you get your ass kicked. I mean,
let me ask you a question, E. Well, you walk around with me for quite a bit down in Macon. Is that right?
I did. Long time.
How many people came up to me and asked me they wanted to see me race? How many people really came up to me and wanted to see me race?
Dog, I promise you, I bet you a lot of people. I mean for real, a lot of ladies, I mean women and all. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, kids and all. And they want to see you run somebody. You know, listen, I would have been satisfied going out there making a pass for the fans. I mean, just a shakedown for the fans if he guys didn't want to give you $300. I mean, that's almost like a slap in the guy's face, to be honest with you. I mean, what you asking for basically was just your expenses to get to the train. You
that's all
to
I
make
asked.
No money out for it. That's all you asked.
That's all
like
I asked for. And another thing, too, I gave them two free live broadcasts. Now, I wasn't charging. I was getting all that free. I gave live broadcasts and updates for the people that couldn't make it, for the people up in New York, New Jersey, and everything that wanted to know what was going on there. And I gave a live broadcast about that. So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't even get my expenses.
you did that, like, and a damn good job. Because, like I say, not only the people that come to the track, you know, a lot of people follow certain races, you know, like Prime Time and all that. But if you like them or not, they draw a crowd. They draw a fan base. And all the fan base and the ones that's with them, I mean, a lot of people come to the track just to see you get knocked out, believe it or not. You'd be surprised. So all that, the people that's following you because they want you to win, the people that's following you because they want their ass to lose, you'd be surprised how much, you know what I'm saying, this is a race. I mean, the promotion thing, it just ain't got out of hand. In my opinion, it ain't got out of hand. I don't think all promoters are bad because, like I say, some of them, you know, hey, first class. But
right.
These two particular guys right here and the way they handle things, and like I say, you ain't the only one got a problem, you know, from my understanding, from walking around with you at the end of the night. You ain't the only person that was at the track that night that's got a problem with you guys. So,
you're right about that. I mean, I'm gonna call nobody else's name because if they want to steal it, they can tell it. But like I said in the beginning, I'm not calling nobody's name. Every damn body that was supposed to got some money for that show didn't get all their money. That's all I'm gonna say. And if they want to come on and elaborate on it, that's up to them. This is open forum. Anybody and everybody can come on this show and say what they want to say, however they want to say it. Okay, E, I know you got to go to work, I think, today. So I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna go and mute your mic. You got anything else you want to say before I close your mic?
No, sir. I appreciate you letting me come on, man. Have a good show.
All right. I appreciate everything you do, too, bro. That's E. Appreciate you letting me doggone drive that old doggone country, boy, because that old country drive like a Cadillac, boy. Sweet Willis, you heard that commentary. That was E. He's the owner of the Photo Cutlass. Did you have anything to say about what he just said?
No. Being more than reasonable, and it's just bad business to turn away and have a racer with your popularity and your willingness to race to have them go away with that kind of bad taste in their mouth. So, you know, sometimes people can be greedy on the short side, and obviously this is going to affect them.
Right. Okay. Just stay by, Willie, because you open the day. You my Showtime today, because Showtime got other obligations right now. 912-4274.
What's going on, dog? This your boy, Dolomite. What's going on?
That's you. You my main man, Dolomite. How you doing, my brother?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, the whole thing is screwed up, man, and I want to know where they at. I mean, I know you're going to at least attempt to try to get these knuckleheads on the phone so they can at least try to defend themselves. And ain't no defending when you've done something like this anyway. There are going to be consequences for the actions because that's life. Life has consequences for when you do stuff like this. So, Rico and Jerome, we want to hear what your side is and what you're going to do to make it right. Now, if you're not going to do anything to make it right, then the grudge racing community is going to sentence you harshly. So that's one way.
Well, truth, that's right, because from now on out, if I did go to another day racing, if I wanted them to give me $100, well, then it went up to $300, and I needed it up front.
And also, you know, the tracks. I mean, think about the tracks are now not going to want to even consider you as a promoting anything at their track. Based on what the community, you know, the grudge racing community is saying. So you need to get on here and make it right. And if you're not going to make it right, then the grudge racing community will sentence you.
I hear you. All right, Stan, you got anything else you want to say on that subject, brother?
That's it, my brother. I'm at work, so I appreciate you putting me on, dog.
Okay, and I appreciate you coming on, Stan. And like I said, keep on doing them videos, man. You're getting better and better at this shit, you know. After a while, you're gonna be needing to get paid there. I already said they should give you something, though, because you're really putting them on the map, bro.
I appreciate it, dog. That's up to them. If they want to hand me something, I'll take it. But if not, you know, I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing.
All right. Appreciate it, Stan.
All right.
That was Stan the man. Dolomite can't get right, as Pro Talk Joe called him, because he can't never get his cut right. Him and Bobby Child, boy. They're my boy, though. 336-6439. What you got?
What up, dog? This is DeRuler.
Hey, man. What's up, man? Is this Herb DeRuler?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, what you got to say on this subject? And I got another question to ask you, too, there. Is that true about what I see on the Internet about you selling out, brother?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
First, man.
Up, Ruler. What you said?
This promoter by the name of Gloria Wonder Woman Mitchell.
Yeah, Gloria. I know Gloria. Yeah, what about it?
With expenses and everything.
Yes. Hey, Ruler, your phone is breaking up. You must be in a bad area or something. Your phone is going in and out. We can't fully understand what you're saying.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you keep going in and out, you know, just bits and pieces, my brother.
Can you hear me now, Doc?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she was promised to come down there at Myrtle Beach for the Labor Day weekend, and was promised for all her expenses and everything would be taken care of. End of the night came, he came making all types of fucking excuses, and everything got fucked out of the deal. He was supposed to pay for everything. His name is Mr. B. He a fake-ass, punk-ass promoter. And you
okay, I'm glad you did. Is that new?
A cripple, I whoop his ass.
Is that that new track down at Myrtle Beach, that Myrtle Beach track?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah, I heard about that track, too. Okay, so you, okay,
Mr.
go ahead and blast
him
so we'll know who to deal with. Go ahead and get information out again so we'll know. Ruler? Ruler? Ruler must be in a bad area. But anyway, he said the Myrtle Beach, he fell off. He said the Myrtle Beach promoter down there didn't keep his word. So, see, what's going to happen is now is we're going to have it so, Willie, we can't even doggone, we can't even work with nobody because, shit, everybody going to be too scared to work with somebody. Everybody going to be wanting their money up front. What you think about that, Willie?
Yeah, well, you know, one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel. And that's what it's coming to. But, you know, I think that something's going to happen. And if you can, you need to get those guys on the phone. I mean, if they're not cowards.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't have neither one of them number. I was so mad, I didn't even got neither one of them number. And like I said, I know they didn't got the word because I put it out on the internet. I put it out on the internet kind of nice. To let them know that I was going to blast their ass on my show today. So if they really wanted to get on, they would have been on here. Evidently, they didn't want to get on because, I mean, there ain't no defense against the truth. But hold on a minute. Let me get these numbers in. This might be somebody here. Hold on a minute. 843-5838. 843-843. If you don't say nothing, we need these lines today. 843-5838.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you. Press the one button now and take your hand down, my brother. I appreciate it. Let me get somebody up here in there. 202-9056. Talk to me.
Hey, Willie Dog, this Short Dog.
Hey, Short Dog, what's up, my brother?
Bro,
what you got to say about
that?
Because I know you done.
But as you know, the same thing happened to me down in Fayetteville, dog. I did all that to get down there, and as you know what happened when we got there, everything got changed around.
Yep,
so it happened, and these guys, they still promoting, but they don't stay with what they were.
Right, right, right.
The only way that's going to happen, man, we're going to stop that is when them ones giving it, don't go.
I got you. But, you know, like I said, you don't know unless we put this shit out, though, because it's been happening all the while. Nobody never put it out, though, because I know this ain't the first time. I just said it was so blatant this time. I just had to say something because they just blatantly lied all night. I'm going to take care of you. But then I should have known when he said I got to count up first to see that I was in trouble. I should have known I was in trouble then.
Yeah, dog, I got ripped off at one event twice. They paid another man for going faster than me, and he's 100% slower than me. So you know how that is.
So, Sean Dog, what you think the remedy is for this? What you think the remedy is for this?
Well, the only remedy is for this is the ones that you know do it, don't go. Period. As long as we put them out there on blast, who gonna go?
I got you. All right, Sean, you got anything else you want to say right quick? Hold on this subject, though, because I got to do it in segments so we can make sure we close down one segment before we open up another one, my brother.
I'm going to push one. I'm going out.
Then just do it when I mute your mic. You do it then. Just count to three after I get to. I'll let you know when to push it. Push the one button now then. Okay. Push the one button now, Sean Dog. Appreciate it, brother. That was Sean Dog, y'all. He had a couple of three races up there this week up there in the New York, New Jersey area there. He was victorious there with his old Camaro that he done painted the black. Thought I ain't know nothing about it. I'm going to sneak up there and kick him in his ass, though. Anyway, 912-4955. Talk to me.
Dog.
Yes.
Can you hear me, dog?
I can hear you.
Hey, this is Quick. What's happening, man? Y'all been booked up on nothing, trying to get in there.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Quick. You got anything to say about this thing I just was talking about just then?
Well, you know, it's tough, man, because, these guys do these races, and they depend on the gate to do it.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, you can't do that shit, man. You got to have at least five, ten stacks in your pocket when you do a race, because I'm telling you, there's a lot involved in it. You try to get your track rental out of the way, and then you start working on your purse money before the race gets there. That's what I try to do. And that way, you know, I'm always leaving that happy one way or the other, you know.
Well, see, quick, at the end of the thing, I'm going to sum up what I think. But my point that you try to make is quit trying to race on credit. That's what I call it, racing on credit. If you throw a damn race, you need to have the first ready. Now, I'm going to say one thing, Car Key. I did a race up there with Car Key. Car Key bought me his envelopes with the money on it and the payout. And he didn't know what he was going to make or what he wasn't going to make. He bought that before the race even was over. So when people won their race or whatever, I had the money in hand to pay them people. So that's the way I think the shit should be run. You shouldn't be waiting to find out how much money you're going to get off the gate or whatever, because, shit, if I do right, I might put a hood on and go to the gate and rob the damn gate. You ain't got shit on the gate then.
Well, that's always been a big issue right there, too, you know.
Exactly.
That's why I try to keep it simple. I'm not going to – if I got a boxing match, I ain't bringing wrestlers and all that shit in. I'm trying to put on a show. I'm in the show business.
They over there having a damn concert that nobody even know it was over there. And all this damn shit, and I mean, you know, it just was too much shit going on in a racetrack. A racetrack is for racing, basically. If you want to have a damn concert or show, have that shit somewhere else. That's just my opinion,
but,
though. So do what you want to do. Hold on a minute.
I have as a minimum eight.
Yeah, all right. Well, you can do that. But quick, I'm finna see if I get one of the promoters on the phone if he answers. I got his number. I'm finna call him, get him on the phone, and see what he got to say about it. This is Rico.
All right.
Rico is a pretty nice guy. But if he's dealing with the man that's throwing the race, he just is guilty too because he's right there. I'm going to see if I can get him on the phone and see what he got to say. Oh, ring a dingus. Rico!
Hey.
Hey, this dog, you live on Grudge Money, the world listening to you. I just came on and blasted y'all about the race y'all had this week in the payout because the people didn't get the money they were supposed to get. You want to rebut anything or you don't know nothing about it?
Yeah, I know a lot about it, but it's not like they say it is.
Well, then tell me how it is then, brother. Everybody want to know.
Well, start off with number one, my dog. It was a flyer. Two flyers went out. The first flyer had 8-car minimum on it.
Yes, sir.
And the second flyer had a mistake on it with 8-car minimum to go on it.
Okay, you said the second flyer didn't have it on there?
Didn't have it on the second one.
Okay, now, who fault is that, my brother?
That was our fault.
Okay, so it was your fault that it didn't have it on there. So who was supposed to correct the fault then if it was a fault? If I didn't see the first flyer, but I seen the second one, and that's what I had, and everything after that didn't have no car minimum on there, and I come down there to race in your race without a car minimum, what you supposed to be, what's your resolution for that, my brother?
That's why they had a driver meeting. They had a driver meeting. Everything was stayed at driver meeting. And
okay.
If anybody had a problem with it at a driver meeting, they should have raised their hand and said, well, I don't want to do it.
Excuse me, sir. I was at the driver's meeting.
Okay.
I told him I was the only outlaw G-body there. I said, what you going to do for me? So what you was going to do for me at the driver's meeting if I said that?
What you mean at the driver's meeting if you said that? You the only outlaw G-body there.
Well, you said if you was at the driver's meeting, raise your hand, and then you didn't want to do it. It did not matter. I didn't want to do it. That's what I was down there to do. My point is I was the only G-body outlaw down there. So my point is, since I was the only G-body outlaw down there, you didn't have a car minimum. What was you going to do for me?
Well, I'm telling you, it was a car minimum.
It wasn't a car minimum, sir. If you put out the first flyer, you put out, had a car minimum on it. Let me finish. Everything else you put out didn't have no car minimum on it. So basically, I was going to get into that, and the man said, it's just like a wheel. The first one is good, but then if you do another one, that supersedes the one that you just put out. So basically what I'm saying is, you didn't have a car minimum.
Yeah. On the second one, didn't have a driver meeting, everything was stated. It was an 8-car field on a 4-car here.
You can't come up at the time of the race, sir, and change the rules that you already had in place, sir.
No, I ain't changed the rules.
Yes, you did. Quick, Willie, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Explain him what I'm trying to say. Maybe I'm saying it the wrong way. Explain him what I'm trying to say.
He's trying to say that he showed up, okay? And even if we go with your philosophy that there had to be an ACOR minimum and stuff, he showed up and you guys weren't willing to do anything. I think that's the issue right now. He did show up for your show, and you guys weren't willing to do anything. Don't you feel some obligation? I'm just asking, don't you feel some obligation if you want to continue to bring guys in that travel distances to do something for him?
I ain't got no problem with it, but the issue right now, from my understanding, is about the guy that I gave $1,000 to that won the G-Body race.
No. What I'm trying to say, and Willie, you might have missed the point, too. My point is, the first fly they put up way long time ago, maybe had a minimum. Nothing else showed no minimum car count on it. Nothing else. Not nowhere. They posted 100 different posts, and I can pull them up, and I got them right here, and it says nothing about a car minimum. My point, Rico, even though you got to the doggone driver's meeting, you can't get to the driver's meeting and all of a sudden say we got a minimum. You can't do that.
No, I didn't get into drive meetings because I had a minimum. It's been a minimum all along.
No,
you get what I'm saying?
No, it wasn't.
Let me finish, dog. I mean, both of us can't talk at the same time.
I know this, and don't tell me what we both can't do because I ain't talking at the same time. But no, you didn't have
no
car minimum.
No, you're trying to talk when I'm talking, so we're talking at the same time. I'm trying to explain to you what I'm saying, and you butting in, interrupting me, so we can't talk at the same time. So I'm going to talk, then I'm going to let you talk. Is that cool?
Go ahead, man.
Okay. All right. I printed 20,000 flyers. Okay. The first 15,000 flyers we print out had ACOR minimum on. The last 5,000 had a mistake on. Okay. At the G-Body race, Stockton G-Body race, at the driving meeting, you said, well, it's only four cars, and it was ACOR minimum. But what I'm willing to do is pay $1,000 to the winner. And everybody agreed. I understand. They called me. I said, okay, if everybody agrees, I'm fine with it. So the day when I went to race, by almost the end of the race, I started getting utter confusion where people saying, well, I thought I was going to get $2,000. But at the driver's meeting, it already stated that it's only four cars, I'm going to pay $1,000. And that's what I got, four cars, and I paid $1,000 like I said I was.
All right, okay. You through talking? Can I talk now?
Go ahead.
Okay, you sure I can talk now?
Go ahead.
For the first thing, Rico, you telling a lie. Mm-hmm. You was not even at the driver's meeting. Second thing,
I got to call on my phone, dog. Hold on.
You said I could talk. Shit, don't interrupt me. You was not even at the driver's meeting, for one thing. You was not at the driver's meeting. Second thing, it was five cars, not four. Third thing, I'm not even talking about the stock suspension race. I'm talking about the outlaw G-Body race. Fourth thing I'm trying to tell you is, if you had a flyer with no car minimum on it and all your subsequent flyers or updates that you put on the Internet had no car count on it, none at all, that means you cannot come to the driver's meeting and change your rules just because you didn't get enough cars for that. Now you can explain. You can talk through what I just said now, sir.
Before that, I got two flyers that I could have bought to the driver's meeting. I had both of them there. If there was 12, this flyer got it, this flyer don't. I could have sold both flyers. One flyer did, one flyer didn't.
Okay, we're not disputing that. My point is, the first flyer, the first one, the initial one, did have an 8-car minimum on there. You printed 5,000 more, plus you did about 15 or 20 more posts on the Internet, and it had nothing about a car minimum on it. Nowhere, sir. So what supersedes what?
Well, let me ask you this. Did anywhere on there, did it have a guaranteed purse that on there, any flyer?
You don't have to. No, it didn't say guaranteed purse. I give you that. It didn't say guaranteed purse.
Okay. But Don, the thing about it, I'm a fat man, dog, and I try to make it right however I can.
How you made it right?
It's four cars. I mean, if that's the case,
No.
I can say, well,
Hey, Rico, what I'm saying is, this is a personal. This ain't about the four cars, and it was five. I keep telling you. You keep saying four. It was five. I was there running the show for you. I'm talking about in my situation for the outlaw G-Body, what would you, how did you try to make it right with me? And you're supposed to be in a $2,500 payout.
Well, I'm going to ask you this, dog. How much did you get paid when you left there?
I didn't ask you that. What was you going to do for me about the G-Body race?
Well, give you some gas money for coming.
How much you was going to give me?
$150.
You didn't give me... okay, since you want to bring up figures, you gave me... your buddy Jerome tried to give me $100. But what you fail to realize, y'all asked me, and I didn't ask y'all. Y'all asked me when I come in the gate to do the announcement. I gave you two live blog talk radio shows, and I came to raise. Y'all gave me $200. Now, what the hell did that cover? Y'all call that doing me right from when I was coming out and trying to get a $2,500 from the G-Body race, and you think $200 is doing me right?
How much Jay give you?
I ain't asked you about Jay. Jerome and Rico.
I'm just saying,
we man on man right now. Me and you man on man. You worried about what somebody else did. You was the promoter of the race. Not Jay. Jay was the promoter of the race.
No. You twisting it. I mean, because Jay gave you something also for being there for announcement. Come on.
No, he didn't.
And so he didn't give you anything?
He didn't give me nothing for announcing because he didn't have me to announce. Y'all got me to announce.
He just gave you money just to get you. He just gave you money just to get you money.
Rico, do me a favor, and then I'll do you one. Me and you talking man on man. Get Jay Barnes on there if he wants to say something. This is between me and you.
Well, like I told you, for your gas expenses, I mean, like I said, $150 I think is fair to me.
Okay, so what you gonna pay me for the G-Body race then?
What you mean, dog, for G-Body race? It wasn't a G-Body race. It won that one car.
You gonna give me $150 for gas? Right. It took me $200 worth of gas to get down there. But I'm just saying, I ain't fighting about that. I want to know from a 25. If you had the money to pay $2,500 for a G-Body race with no entry fee, so you wasn't making no money by if it was 50 cars there. You wasn't gonna make no money off the G-Body race if it was 50 cars there. So my point is, if you was gonna pay $2,500 for that race, why you couldn't give me a couple of hundred? Since I was the only one showed up to race in your race.
Like I say, gas money, I will give you. But for giving you more than that because it's one car and it's supposed to be eight cars, no, I'm not going to do that, dog.
Okay.
With gas money, I will do that.
All right. But did we talk about getting gas money before I got there?
No, we didn't talk about gas money before you got there.
But why are you giving me gas money then? I ain't asking you for no gas money.
I mean, that's where I am. I mean, I want to be fair. You're man traveling down here. If I got gas money to give him, they won't going to give me, even though he didn't ask me for no gas money.
Okay, listen to me real close now, because this has something to affect you down the line and some other people. If you advertise, just like Quick got a race for $5,000 on a G-Body race, you think the people coming down there for $150 gas money, or are they coming for them $5,000? What you think they're coming for?
Listen to this.
I just asked you a question. I'm with you. Are they coming for the $5,000? Are they coming for $150 for gas money? Which one are they coming for?
Listen to me. They come for the $5,000, but if it's one car there, they come for that race.
Quick was smart enough to put a minimum on his.
See, you want to play switch squad game. It was a minimum.
No, what I'm doing is trying to cover all the areas. Because right now, y'all word ain't worth a shit. And I ain't lying on you.
No.
I ain't lying on you.
Listen, you can ask anybody who did with me, dog, for money. I have no problem with that. Nobody can tell you that Rico don't pay.
Well, yes, nobody. I can. I'm just saying Rico don't pay. Yes, Rico don't pay.
That's you, dog. But anybody,
since you say you're a fair man, and you are a fair man, and I did state it on my post that I didn't think it was you, but Jerome, but I'm asking you, out of a $2,500 purse that you should already have in escrow, just in case 20 people showed up for that G-Body race. If I was coming out and raised $2,500, out of $2,500, what you think would have been fair to give me since I was the only one show up in that class?
Gas money for your time for coming.
Okay.
For your time for coming.
All right, anybody got any questions? You got any questions for Rico, Sweet Willie?
No.
Okay, let me hold on a minute there. Quick, you back on the phone. You still there, Quick?
Yeah, I'm there.
You got a race coming up this week?
Got one coming up Sunday.
How much you paying in that race there, Quick?
I'm paying $5,000 to win, free entry, and I got it in my pocket right now.
You got a car minimum on that, Quick?
No, I don't use a car minimum. You know, I'm trying to build a class up, and I got four or five guys building cars right now. So I just want to show the world. I'm gonna pay you. You know, I know he had a car minimum because I got the flyer in him. I saw it. You know, but they made mistakes.
What if only two people show up?
I'm going to pay $5,000. I don't give one don't show up.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, Willie, Sweet Willie, you still on the phone?
I'm still on the phone.
I don't want you to take no sides, though, but if they had a $2,500 payout in the G-Body class and I was the only one that showed up, what you think would have been an admirable settlement with me, forgive me, what you think would have been an admirable settlement? Just ask it. You ain't got to take no sides.
No, I'm not taking sides. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Some people would have been happy with 100. Some would have been happy with nothing less than the 2,500 and stuff. That's more. This conversation has gotten real personal, and obviously you're upset with the way that they treated you. So as far as me, I don't go to races like that. That's not the way I do things and stuff. So I can't really answer that for you.
Well, tell me if I'm unreasonable. Then if I say okay, just give me $300, am I being unreasonable for $300?
Oh hell no.
It's not my money, and the way that you saw it on the net posters and stuff, I didn't think $300 was totally ridiculous and stuff. But somewhere between $300 and $150 now, he said he was willing, maybe you guys could have met in the middle and stuff if you had a conversation. But it sounds like you got the wrong answer, and everybody got an attitude and stuff, and everybody walked away with damn near nothing.
But I go back to the bottom line.
I don't hold promoters in high esteem anyway and stuff. I've been saying for the last 2 years since I've been on Pro Stock Joe's show, there's too many events, and this is going to happen. And what's going to happen in the future is that the bad promoters, the ones that don't keep their word, and they're going to fall to the wayside. And everybody just can't keep coming to all these events when you have – 2 and 3 events, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is just too much. The economy just won't hold it.
Okay. All right, Rico, you still there, Rico?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, brother, I appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you seeing some light on there. But
I appreciate you coming on.
You got anything else you want to say, brother?
I want to share it with you. Dolly, you don't really know me well. The reason you know me is just from the track. I mean, so you really don't know what type of person I am. And I think when you really learn that, you will give me more respect.
I give you respect, but I like I said, like Sweet Willie said, we ain't gonna get personal. I can only look at it from a promoter that you're a promoter, and I was coming to try to get your promoter money that you put out there. I only came in your race because that $2,500 looked attractive to me. I'm not holding nothing personal against you. Look on the internet, I said that it wasn't personal. This is just from a business standpoint. I have no problem with you. It's been pleasant.
Okay.
Every time I've seen you, you've been pleasant. As a person, I have no problem with you. As a promoter, I got a problem with you.
But what I'm saying is, dog, if for us coming to agreement and understanding, dog, if me and you talk, this is what's going to happen, you know, because that's the type of person I am. I mean, I'm not going to try to beat anybody or trying to, you know, get over. I mean, that just ain't me. You know, if everybody fair across the board, I'm going to be fair, and that's where I am. I mean, I've always been like that. I raised like that. You know, and that's how I got where I am today, as far as I am, being a fair person and, you know, and trying to hold a good name.
Okay.
And I don't want anything less than that.
All right, no problem. Hold on a minute. Somebody just raised their hand. Maybe they want to say something to you. I don't know. Hold on. Johnny, you got a question you have or something?
Yeah, dog. This is Johnny. This is to the promoter. What is his name? Rico or whatever?
Yeah.
Rico, as a promoter, in order to have a good show, you got to be accountable, man. Right now, your word ain't shit. You know, if I would have been told, y'all said 300, you should have gave that man at least a minimum of $1,200 because it was your fault that you put out 2 flyers. It wasn't dog's fault now. Now, you say you a fair man. You should get that man $1,200 and kiss him for just asking for $1,200. When you said that you were going to get a man $2,500 for showing up, you know, for this particular raid. So you can't be a fair man when you want to get a man $300 or $100. Come on, man. You got to look at your next show coming up. Your accountability will not be shit. You won't have nobody there, so you better get your act together, get dog straight, and goddamn it, hopefully you're going to have a cloud for your next wave. But right now, you ain't going to have shit at your next show. I promise you that. And I don't even know you, Rico, but just being you saying you fair, come on, man, you ain't fair at all.
Listen, that's the problem. You don't know me. You don't know me. And like I said, if it was a point where I know it went an 8-card minimum, I wouldn't have no problem with your dog, whatever.
Stand a man. Go ahead. Then I'm going to let Rico answer all the questions and whatever. Stan, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make it quick. Rico, quick question, man. This Dolomite, I want you to know who you're talking to. You know who I am. Okay, because I did some video for you. Now, you knew that the Flyers was wrong, but you allowed them to go out. That's what everybody is saying.
No.
So if you knew, and them Flyers went out anyway, that's where the accountability comes in and all of this. That's where some of us are looking at it. I understand that you had the first Flyer one way, but then when they made up the second batch, you allowed them to get out into the public. That puts your liability at risk, and that's where everybody's at, I think. That's all I have.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to get all the questions on it so we can out. Rico can answer all of them at one time. 786-8831, you got anything you want to add?
No, dog. I mean, the way I see it is, you know, if a man advertised a purse, you know, saying what he's going to pay and you the only car there, I mean, me, personally, I would feel that if I was doing the show, you the only person came to show up, I'd have to at least give you half the part. That's what I would have did. I was just, man, you know what?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, Doug, how you doing? This is Dobbs here from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
man, I'm trying to say, you know, with my opinion, I mean, what you're saying there and what happened there sounds kind of messed up all the way around, you know. But I'm saying that sometimes the racists got to get a little smart, too, you know, because without the racists, what do the promoters have? They don't have nothing.
You got nothing.
They got nothing. You know, and all they're concerned about is really putting asses in them seats. You know?
Okay, well, hold that thought. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, we going to give them a fair shake. 304-7491, what you got to take on this?
Well, my question is, if I can ask Rico, how far in advance did you know there was an error on that flyer?
Okay, hold on. You got background noise. Everybody, mute your phone. Rico, you heard all the questions that was posed to you. You got the floor there. You can answer the questions however you want, Rico.
Okay. To get back to Dolomite, it wasn't the second batch. Like I said, I put out 20,000 flyers. The first 15 flyer was 15,000 was good. It's the last 5,000 that got off, and I missed it. I didn't know it. You know what I mean, it's not like I know that it had got off on the last 5,000. Like I said, I don't put out 20,000, and the first 15,000 was fine, and that last batch but got off, and I didn't know that. So it's not like I know that and just continue to put them out there, and knowing that.
Okay.
So that's all I'm saying.
I'm muting all these phones because I'm getting background up. Go ahead, Rico.
So that's why I was saying that at the driving meeting, when it was talked about the driving meeting, it was 4 cars, and we're going to pay the $1,000 to the $2,000. And all the drivers was okay with it. Because if they wouldn't, then they wouldn't have called.
Rico, you keep going back to that. That wasn't the thing. The thing was the outlawing. We weren't talking about the other one. They came to an agreement. What you said about it was 5 cars. I keep telling you it was 5 cars. And then Mom James won the thing, and they was complaining why they didn't get $2,000. But at the driver's meet, they did agree for the $1,000. But you got to look at it like this here also. If I'm there, I ain't got no other choice but to try to take the $1,000. Shit, I mean, $1,000 is better than nothing. So when you really got me held captive at the driver's meeting because there ain't nothing else I can do about it. Shit, I can't beat you up and make you give me the money.
Well, on the outlaw side of it is, like I said, stay the 8-card minimum. The last five thousand got off. And for as you, dog, like I said, me coming to an agreement with you, I'm willing to pay your gas money and your travel expenses.
Okay, see, Rico, like I said, I'm not beating you up, but I'm trying to get you to keep, you keep missing the point, I think. You keep saying it was 8-card minimum. My point I'm trying to get at you, all the flyers past the first one, the batch you did, didn't have no minimum on it. Plus, what I'm getting at also, you had over 15 posts on the internet, and it still didn't address that. So you could have came on and said it's fly. You know, if you had just put on the internet, if the last post you had did had just said an 8-card minimum, then you've been covered. Because what happened is, it's just like a contract. Whatever you do a new one, then that one supersedes the old one. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Then the last post you put on there, and I got it right in front of me on the internet, you never said nothing about an 8-card minimum or nothing. I mean, Cabo was doing all the posting and everything, and like I said, you didn't have no minimum. The only minimum you ever said anything about was that small block stock suspension rate that Cabo was giving. And he did, and he did say an 8-card minimum. And then before them show up, but then they came to agreement to run for that just to put on a show for the fans. My point I'm trying to get you to make is you never did it, just like Stan says. You never addressed that you didn't have a minimum on there. You should have come back and said, hey, we got some bad flies out there, and it didn't have a minimum there, but it is the 8-card minimum. You got to keep on reinforcing that because a joker like me that gets the fly that I've seen, see, I didn't see the first fly. I went back and looked for it, though, and then I did find it. It have an 8-card minimum on it. It did have 8-card minimum, but every fly way after that never said anything about a card minimum.
Well, I'm put like this. On the last five bats, I would take the blame for that. But I just want to know that. You know, it wasn't intentionally that I'm putting out flyers that didn't have an 8-card minimum on it. You know, so I want everybody to know that. I didn't have no knowledge of that last $5 they didn't have it on there. But
okay, but like I said,
blame.
As a promoter, everybody's holding you because you are the boss. So you, if it's good, you take the blame, and if it's bad, you still got to take the blame. And my point is, like I said, I understand that. Now, to me, like I said, when I come down there for that $2,500, that's what I was shooting at. I was coming to try to get that, and I had a damn shit, probably a damn 70% chance of winning, and a 70% chance, more than 50-50 chance, because I'm pretty tough. And what I'm trying to say is, when I said, give me $300, to me, that wasn't bad, because with the $300, what you was getting me in this thing, like my man said earlier. Some people come and see just to hear me talk shit. Some people come and see me get my ass whooped. Some people come and see me whoop some ass. Some people come and see me, damn it, just to show up. I'm kind of popular. I mean, I'm sort of like a celebrity, if I got to say so myself. So I did come down there. So I figured $300 was not a bad price to get me down there for all them reasons. Plus, I gave you two live broadcast shows on Blog Talk, which might not mean that. But then the people do listen to that shit, man.
Okay, listen to this. I want to ask you this. How much you asked me to give you?
I asked you initially, when y'all came over there and asked me for the night, what I wanted. I said, give me $500.
Okay.
See,
I
said,
give
me $500. That was including all my work I had did. Then your pussy-ass friend, and I'm going to say this to him now, because I said it first, it wasn't really you. This bitch told me I wouldn't hit him in the mouth still if I could fight. I can't do that. I can give you $100. Now, that was a fucking mistake. See, nobody ever said, you never said you're going to give me $150 for gas money. He was doing all the talking. Jerome said, I'll give you $100. I said, man, if I could afford it, I'd get that $100 and tear it up and throw it in your fucking face.
How much I gave you?
Then I broke it down to $300.
No.
You asked me, I'm going to tell you. I broke it down to $300. He still said that one enough. Then he said, then you said, well, no, you didn't say nothing. You really didn't say nothing. He said, I give you $200. Then you gave me $200. You gave me a $100 bill and $250.
Okay.
Now, but you never said one word the whole while. It was your friend talking. Jerome was doing all the talking.
Well, I'm going to say this. I heard the $500. And I don't recall hearing the $300, saying you $300, because $200 and $300 ain't much different to me.
Yeah, it is to me.
Don't think.
A lot of different to me.
Well, what I'm saying is, I would have gave you $300.
Well, no, I did. When he said $500 was out the budget, that son of a bitch come all the way down and said, I got $100 for you. And I told him, I told you, if I could afford to, I would have took that $100 and throw it in his fucking face. That was an insult, man. That was slapping me in the face. Like Willie just might have said, it might be personal, but goddamn, this is personal and business. But anyway, okay, Rico, we done spent enough time on this kind of stuff. We got a lot of input on it, and I appreciate you for coming on and being as nice as you were. Like I said, you know, to me it's personal, and I'm mad about it, and I'm still mad. And like I said, if I do have to do any dealings with y'all in the future, anything y'all promise me or say to me, I'm going to have to put it in a damn contract, and I need, if there's any money involved, I'm going to need my money up front if there's any money involved. But I appreciate you coming on. You got any more last words you want to say before you go, my brother? And like I said, personally, I have nothing against you.
Well, personally, dog, if anything come up in the future that you want, that me and you have in the dealings, if you want in the contract, I ain't got no problem with that. Because like I said, I stand on what I say pretty much. So I ain't got no problem with that.
All right. I appreciate it. That's your last words. Make sure you got anything else. I'm finna go ahead and close this segment out, y'all.
Okay.
Okay, Rico. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right. That was Rico from the little controversy. We're going to let that go. Now, what I want everybody to do, with the exception of Sweet Willie, everybody that was talking earlier, with the exception of Sweet Willie, I need you to push the one button and take your hand down. I need everybody to push the one button and take your hand down. Please. Captain Run, Stand, Quick, all y'all, press the one button and take your hands down. I don't want no hands up right now. Please, everybody, just press the one button and take your hand down. Please. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to get into this next segment. Mike Hill is on the phone. Mike Hill, press the one button. Mike Hill, if you're on the phone, press the one button. Mike Hill, if you're on the phone, press the one button. Mike Hill. Okay, let me see. Can I get Mike in there? Okay. What we're going to do is, like I said, we're going to do this in segment. We're going to cover everything. All y'all Florida bars and all this other stuff, E-Town, we got y'all coming. Don't worry about it. We got you coming. Now, let me see this mic right here. 404-6381. That you, Mike?
Yeah, that's me, dog. What's up?
How you doing, Mike? How you doing, man? I see you had to go into battle this week there. You almost got your ass tore out of the socket there for a minute there. You want to talk about what happened this weekend, my brother?
Yeah, man. It was a good little match race. Yeah, I lost the first time. I had to kind of figure the track out. It was a little tricky, you know. Especially about 150, 200 feet out. It just got real tricky. But, you know, that part of racing, we both on the same surface. Had to do what I had to do. Right, enjoyed it, you know.
All right, so basically you came back and now you and Steve Kirk, the long running feud y'all had, y'all was running the best two out of three, didn't
you? Yeah, we ran the best two out of three.
Okay, so you come out, you won the last 2 hours soon.
Oh yeah. Yep.
How did your weekend go then? I hear you had to leave that and go up to E-Town there, so I don't want you to elaborate too much on that, but I hear you had to get on a plane and run up to E-Town there and do a little testing tuning there.
Yeah, I think I let them make it at 2:30 in the morning and try to go pause the rig and get home and shower and be at the airport at 8 to be on a plane at E-Town. So.
Right.
Got up there and they didn't get the race up there. Them boys paid the park out up there too against Harry on them. So.
Tell me about that, Mike. We got that. Last segment. Don't tell me about that. We got that coming up later.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
But look here, I heard you might be got an old show coming up here in November. You might be bringing some of these people that don't race out the woods there. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah. Me and Jeffrey, you know, we talked about it, and I mean, it was really my decision. That last Pro Mod race we had scheduled in November, you know, last year we dealt with the weather being iffy, you know. Nice through the day and cold at night, and I was just like, man, you know, we have a lot at stake. You know, we have a lot at stake, and I was like, Jeffrey, let's just pull the plug on the Pro Mod deal, work on a big, huge grudge race, and that's what I'm working on already. I mean, I've been on the phone steadily, calling Texas, and talked to Mighty Joe, talked to Tony Wright, and they gave me their word they'd be there, you know, and I was surprised, you know, and I was glad to know, you know, Mighty Joe and them would come in the house. You know, they all going to try to come in action. They ain't locked in. I'm going to be working on a lot of the little time boys. So I'm going to work on a lot of action before that date come and try to get some stuff going. And, you know, I definitely be needing your help on that, too, also, dog. You know, as always.
Ain't no problem, Mike. But I got a question. Like you just said, you came out with a car. Everybody was scared of you. Mighty Joe Young, them came out with a car. They was scared of him. The Beast came out with a car. Now, not in your case. So far, you've been racing. But the damn Beast and Mighty Joe Young, they both got their chest poked out like they the baddest motherfuckers in the world, but they ain't raced nobody. What you got to say about that?
I mean, I don't want to kill nobody, but I'm being honest. They haven't raised nobody. So how can they be so bad or so tough? I mean, the same way with cold killing them. If they don't race nobody, how can you say you're the baddest motherfucker out there if you ain't racing nobody?
Yeah, it's hard to say you're the baddest man if you can't get a race, you know. And ain't no one man the baddest man. You know, there's always somebody that's better than you. You know, that includes me too, you know, so.
Yeah. Because you had to kind of dig real down because Steve Craig had it out for you, boy. He was trying to put something on your ass with it.
Oh, yeah, man. He had been testing that, too, all week, so he kind of had a head start on me, you know, on the racetrack. So, but, you know, it was all good. And I loved it, you know, and I always like going up against Kirk. You know, he's a tough guy, you know.
Right. Sweet Willie, where you went, Sweet Willie? Sweet Willie fell off. Sweet Willie, call me back. I got to get Sweet Willie back on. Sweet Willie was my back up to Showtime because Showtime been having so much damn noise background, though. But, Sweet Willie, I need you back on here. If I have to call him, I'll have to call Sweet Willie then. Let me see, can I get Dolomite, you got that, Dolomite? Oh, look, I see Willie back here. Dolomite!
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. You didn't do what I told you. I told you to put the one button and take your damn hand down, but you didn't do it.
Oh, but you
better
you
want to the mic.
Up. I was signing somebody up on their car. The mic did the same, man. I'm glad that I was able to get some good video of them, because, boy, that car flying. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, let me make sure this Sweet Willie back on there because my system go down. Sweet Willie, 4907, that you?
Yeah, I'm back. 4907.
Okay. All right, just hang around there. All right, Stan, you got anything else you want to say to Mike?
No, that's it, dog. That's it.
Okay, you got a customer in front of you now?
Say again?
You have a customer in front of you?
No, I'm receiving this money in right now.
Oh, well, look here. Can you and doggone Bobby Wildchild put y'all heads together and make somebody out of ass with them two slow-ass talk sports because we got Nicole coming out in November. Between the two of y'all, one of y'all need to knock her in the ass.
Yeah, I'm going to say it like this. I think I got it figured out and got it worked out. So we'll see how it goes. I ain't going to say nothing until I get down the track, but I think we got it figured out now.
So Nicole will be there next weekend at the September 3rd or October 1st race. She'll be there racing 470.
Uh-oh. Okay. Bobby Wildchild, that should be right down his alley there, folks in the class. I like Bobby.
Hey, Bob.
All right, hold on. Let me see if anybody else got anything for Mike. Then we can close that segment out on that because we got to get them English Town boys in there. We got to get them Florida boys in there. We got a couple things we got to study. We ran out of time there. 404-0559.
Hey, but I don't know how I got on there, dog, but I ain't missing no one.
Okay, I've just been to tell a lie. When Pro Stock Joe be telling all them lies about somebody pressing the one, now you're going to come on there and be like, you didn't press the one, so I ain't no problem. So I ain't going to bother you.
Can I back up 1 second, please?
Yeah, well, anyway, like I told you, I know this day was going to get hot and heavy, boy. Like I said, I got to get the Florida boys on here. I got to get that English Town controversy on here. Man, I got a whole lot of things to cover in the next couple of hours here. Let me see, we got 6 o'clock. Yeah, I got enough time. But anyway, Mike, you got anything else you want to put out there?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to touch some on your subject you had earlier, but I don't know. I may leave it alone because, I mean.
No. We, a man of your stature, we need you to touch it.
I feel bad for Rico and them because, you know, I know them boys, I know Rico well, and Rico worked very hard at helping making that the right way, and I mean, he put a lot into what he do. I mean, he fell into it. And don't get me wrong, me and Jeff the same way. When we do a race, if you got a $25,000 partner, you better have you at least $15,000 or $12,000 or whatever on hand in case that race goes south on you or go wrong. You know, we have to recover before we go in there and doing that race and make sure we got enough, you know, because it ain't always a win situation, but I also feel like Rico and them fell into as a victim, you know. And I told them about it. I told Rico and them before the race started. I said, you know, they kind of victim too and fell into a bad situation with races every weekend going on at Macon was going to hurt the event bad. And, I mean, I knew it was going to hurt it. They got a big race this coming weekend. That was going to hurt them. I mean, money's tight and you making fans have to make decisions about which weekend to go, you know, and where to go these days. And, I mean, it's kind of hurting people. It's hurting it all around. And I think racing every weekend, now that's putting a big, big, big hurt on them. I think they could have had a lot.
Well, Mike, I can use you for an example. Y'all had a damn race there, and they didn't really make the minimum car count, and y'all had something like a $10,000 payout, didn't you?
Yeah, me and Cold Killer did the stock spending rate. We had a $10,000 payout with a 16-car minimum, and I think we had 11 real show up, and I think they put two more in just to try to get up close to the 16. But, yeah, we paid the whole 10 out. We paid the whole 10 out.
Y'all paid the whole 10 out. That's the point I'm trying to make then. So even if they put it out there now, who obligation is it then to dog on and make sure that, in my situation, now, I understand, don't get me wrong now. I'm not no damn fool. I don't expect that man to give me no $2,500 if they can one car show up in my category. You think he should have compensated me something?
You got somebody in your background.
Michael.
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, when I asked him for $300, I didn't think $300 was
the one. Is that the charge that fell out? That's him?
All right, y'all got that background, though. I'm going to knock you out there. Y'all must have known my system went down. That's why I was talking. But it's going to come back up in a minute.
Yeah.
When it come back up, y'all with that background, though, I'm going to knock you out there.
They keep him a good truck, too, though. He got a good truck
there. That's
how he was driving. What's the name of
the first day on that? Mike, that's your phone with all that background, though.
You know that ain't me.
That's somebody working on some piece of shit.
I'm sitting in the house with nobody here but me.
Sound like you got a cold there, brother.
Man, I've been back sick dealing with all these different weather conditions.
Well, all right. Well, Mike, you need to stick around. I'm going to leave your mic open because I think you got something to do with this E-Town thing that was going on there. And if anybody else got nothing, I'm going to address this E-Town thing. I'm going to let this Florida thing be the last thing because it might take longer than everybody else. I don't know for sure, though. But, Sweet Willie, you there, Sweet Willie?
Yeah, I'm here.
You said it, but we don't
play that game. Who is that with that background noise? I'm gonna catch him in a few minutes. Okay, Willie, you wanna? We finna go into our next. Hold on, let me see if anybody wanna talk. I see some hands came up here in just 1 minute. I don't wanna slight nobody today. I done already got that shit off my chest. I don't wanna slight nobody. Let me see who's this right here, right quick. 516-5625. You had something you wanna say?
Yeah, dog. I just heard you say something about a 470 race. Where's that at? And when?
All right, Mike, go ahead. Mike Hill got a 470 race. Gonna be down in Jackson on the first of October. The 30th of September, the 1st of October. What the hell is Mike Hill going? Mike, you still on the phone?
Yeah, yeah. Next Friday and Saturday. $2,500 to win. We got number one qualifier money. We got big package money. We got a nice little purse for 470 class there. And
okay,
Nicole,
so that's heads up 470, and that's a breakout for 69 you lose? Do I have it right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right, good. We're going to try and bring a car down there for that one then. And it's the House of Hook, the end of this month.
Right.
GrownGreadRacer.com, and the flyer is on the front page over there.
All right, okay. Thank you. That's all.
Yeah, that's all. It's going to be the 30th of September, the 1st of October with it.
All right, thank you. I'm going to take my hand now.
All right. Sweet Willie, you still there?
Yeah, but your signal's starting to break up now. I don't know if it's just my phone or is it you?
My signal breaking up?
It was just a second ago.
Well, that might have been because I was on Sweet Willie was over here getting naked in my house, man.
No, Big Willie might have been getting naked.
Big Willie. Y'all got me mixed up. I don't have to lay this story out because I wasn't there, but Sweet Willie, if you want to lay out the story for the English Town, I hear Big Steph. NAS 302 that's on the be on the net and everything had a big race with his Mustang. The Harry O drives it, and I think Mike Hill does a little tuning on it. You want to bring that episode up that y'all had? Probably y'all had a bad English Channel.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it up because I got a bunch of phone calls, and originally I was just gonna I wanted addressed, and I was gonna pass on rumors, and I'm not going to do that and stuff, okay? First of all, we need to define if there is a problem, and here's the issue. It's been alleged that somebody in the Englishtown Tower gave Steph's time, I mean increments, from the 30 to the 320 and not close, but on the head, and that had something to do with the race being canceled. And I wanted them blasted, and I wanted them outed, and I called everybody that I could. I called Swizzle because he has a connection with the Knapp Brothers and English Town, and I called everybody that if that's the case, you know, either they don't value us or they don't care, and if I had to lead the boycott myself, there would be an issue. If they don't want us there, just tell us. But that's just unacceptable, and it's the kiss of death for them, whether they realize it or not. So some of the players that were there, because I talked to someone to specifically call Steph to make sure that he was on. He should be on the line. And if not, I have a number that I'm supposed to call. But
Steph, if you're on the line, press the one button, Steph. No, 302. That's Steph in Dallas Lawrence, right? Steph, if you're on the line, press the one button. I don't see him. He's not coming up, Willie. You want to get him on the phone? Okay. You going to three-way him, or you need me to call him?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead on with the show. But here's the issue: if Mike was there, and instead of specifically naming someone, if there is a problem, and someone has some information out there, like we did with the other situation, if we start talking about it, maybe we can get it resolved, and maybe some action will be taken. So that's all I want to do is get, because that hurts us. We don't have that many tracks up here in the north that we can run at, and that being one of the best ones, okay? If that's their practice, then we don't have nothing up here.
Is anybody that's up there in that New Jersey, English Town area, whatever, got anything to say on this here? Press the one button now. Anybody that want to speak on what Willie just was talking about the English Town controversy, about times getting out, press the one button now. Might not have no support out there, but you got some numbers. Mike here, was you up there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm done up.
So the race didn't, hold on a minute, I just got somebody that might know something about it. They just pressed the button here, let me see. 914-5466.
What's up, dog?
Hello, who is this?
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee, you're from that area, right?
Yeah, I was there.
What's your take on that, my brother?
From what I know, it's been happening in English Town for a long time, but nobody's been saying that about it. So now.
Okay. Well, that was Pee-wee. His phone was breaking up a little bit, but he said the same thing Willie said. He said it's been going on for a minute, but nobody's been addressing it. So, I mean, if it's been going on this long, I mean, why didn't somebody say something? I mean, somebody had it. Who benefiting from it?
Because we don't have too many places to race around here, but English Town and Akko down south, you got 20 different tracks in your area. We don't have that advantage up here.
Okay. So why don't y'all just race with no tickets then? I mean, have somebody to cut. Can they cover the scream up, and you can make sure one of your people up there in the town to cover the screams up, and y'all can race with no tickets?
From what I thought, that's what they was doing, but somehow these towns are still getting out.
Right. We've never gotten a ticket when we've had a money race, and that's even happened the last time with the Duster. We've never gotten a ticket, so we just assumed that there was no ticket to be got. So,
okay,
but
hey, Willie, the kids text me, text me Steph's number. I'll call Steph if you want me. Text me his number.
Yeah, I'm trying to call Joe right now.
It's all been done with, but that time Kevin Hunt was supposed to run Connecticut Tony and Miller, from what I heard in the streets was that Kevin Hunt found out how fast they was going when they made their shakedown pass, and that's why he didn't race them.
Well, like I said, I don't know nothing about this, but I got a rumor way down here where I'm at, and somebody said Connecticut Tony girlfriend wasn't doing it.
I don't know.
Don't make me lie now. I just heard that. I don't know Connecticut Tony. If he walked up here now and hit me in the mouth, I wouldn't know him. But I got the rumor that he the one, that his old lady, somebody dealing with him was the one telling the time.
Right, but that's not exactly, and that's why I stopped myself from saying it, because it's a horrible thing to be accused when you don't have direct facts. It wasn't Connecticut Tony's girlfriend; it was somebody's girlfriend that was in the tower, but it wasn't his girlfriend. But what the rumor is that he benefited from the information. Now, I don't know that to be true or not and stuff. Here's the guy. Hold on.
And I got another thing. Englishtown does nothing for the grudge racers with cleaning and prepping the track, and I think they should address that too.
What do you want?
So
in other words, you said they don't even prep the damn track.
They don't do nothing for that.
No,
damn
I got to call
track.
You on my other phone. I got to call you on my house phone to get you three way.
Did you get a hold of? You got a Bobby Childs? I got you coming, Bobby. I'll see you, Bobby. Let me see
the
Bobby one.
Joe, you hang up, and I'm gonna call you three way.
I mean, your phone open, so if you got noise,
Bobby Charles, mute your phone.
That track be okay. Horrible, man. They does no prep to that track at all. Cars can crash or whatever, and they still won't prep it.
So in other words, you try to say, do they have a good crowd at Englishtown, or do they just have a grudge crowd at Englishtown? I mean, if y'all wasn't bringing the fans in and they don't prep the track, if I was y'all, I'd say the hell with them then.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay.
Willie?
Yeah, you're live on Talk Talk.
Okay, I'm going to try to hit Steph right now.
Y'all trying to get Steph on? Willie? Okay, hey, Bobby Charles,
yeah.
You want to come on and say something, Mike? I ring about that 470 class.
Hey, you feel it?
Yes, I do. Mike, what's your entry fee?
You talking to me? Say again now.
I was asking what the interest fee was.
On the 470 rate?
On the 470 rate, what's your interest fee?
Oh, $100.
Okay. Willie Dawg.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I do feel bad for Rico. I know y'all on something else. I do feel bad for Rico M. But sometimes, you know, you can put too much on your plate. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I want to say about that. But I would like to make an announcement on November the 12th at Macon, Georgia. The NGRA will be having its final race. So all the NGRA killers, such as Mike Hill, Tony Wright, Mr. Mighty Joe Young, we're going to have all the players in one place. As you do know, that the NGRA, as because you have, you're a former member, you know that up hand, we do have all money to pay all classes that we pay. Isn't that right, dog?
You're right about that. You're right about that.
Okay. Okay. So what we're saying is there will be a G-body class. We're getting the rest of the information out. So we want y'all to come on out. I plan on taking care of Nicole pretty soon, maybe even before. If she come on down there this weekend, I'll have something for her. So I'm telling you that. So you know, Nicole's been running. So and Walt the man, I plan on taking care of him. I appreciate the brother down there, the yard man down there in Florida. So he was going, he got my bike. But I'm growing up a little bit now. And Mike, I'm still considering that that
back really? Time. Oh really? Reaching out to him.
And that break, okay?
All right,
I can repeat that.
Okay, Bobby. All right, Bobby, mute your phone now, Bobby. Sweet Willie, you back with Steph and them yet?
Yeah, Steph's phone is going to voicemail, and I have information and stuff from someone who's close to Steph who said that Englishtown is trying to reach out to him right now. So I don't know what the conclusion of that is, and I just hope if Steph is listening or he's watching on the computer that he tries to get in.
Okay. Captain Ron, I see you, baby. Just hold tight there. I see you trying to get in there. Okay. All right, hold on a minute. Let me see who this is. 803-0188. What's on your mind?
Hey.
0188, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I got Steph on the line right here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Steph.
What up, dog? What's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing, brother? He had a little problem. Down there, they didn't want to run that old fans ass thing you got there, man. What's up? They got Sweet Willie and all the boys from up your way on the phone.
Well, man, I don't know what happened, man. All I know is I was for the racing boys from Connecticut. I was getting back tie in the break. I come small blood, he come big block, whatever. In the quarter mile, I made a little 8 mile shot, shut it off, and they couldn't get down the track. They wound up paying a deposit. I tried to race a couple other people. I couldn't get no action with it. I get home, I get some phone calls, and everybody got my time. I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
Damn. Yeah, you got a boy
down there. I don't know what happened or what happened, but it happened.
All right, then. Englishtown, y'all. That's Englishtown. They got a problem with the times getting out real bad now. So, Willie, you the orchestrator, and you talk. You the one doing the talking on this, Willie.
This is not stopping because they have the biggest race of the year for them coming up is the shakedown, and I know of at least 20 guys that want to do something, but if you're going to shake your car down, and then the, who you're going to run is going to find out how fast you're going to determine whether or not they're going to race you or not and stuff, it doesn't even worth shooting up there. And like I said, I'm not going to let this drop, and I'm going to keep making phone calls until they assure us something and stuff. Take somebody out of the tower, well, okay. Cover the screen, unplug it, take the lights out, no tickets at the top end and stuff. There's a million things that you can do if you want to. You want to solve this if we're valuable to them. And if we're not, I guess they won't.
Right. Hey, Willie.
Yes.
I spoke to about three or four people that work at the track. They confirmed, I spoke to the one of the head guys at the track, and he said from now on, you know, they call all no-time cars at the same time. They said from now on, when no-time cars go on the track, they're going to have a guard at the ticket booth and a guard at the tower. They're going to make sure everything is off. And that they're going to try that for now. You know what I'm saying? See how that pans out. Only when no time cars going on the track. Any other car, they won't have a guard. They're going to have an armed guard at the ticket booth and one in the tower. So if you don't get a ticket at the booth, you got to come to the tower with your tech card and your ID that matches the tech card to get your time slip. That's
okay.
That's what they confirmed me tonight. You know?
Okay, Willie, that is a start then, Willie.
It is a start, and that's what happens, and that's why I called you early this morning and woke you and Big Willie up, because I wanted some answers.
Look, you know, I got some hands going up. Let me see if they got anything to say about this. What Boogeyman had his hand up. Let me see if they got anything to say on this subject. 470979, you got something on this subject?
Hello, yeah, we raced Englishtown for many years, since the 60s. Englishtown has always been a big point track. They have a captive audience over there because between Gate and Atco, the only track New York races really have to go to racetrack because Long Island tracks have been closed. So they really have no space in their track races because their whole season is sold out. They got the Super National come up there in May, June with John Force and them. They got some big stakes down in E-Town. And all the rest of the time, they have points. It's an entire point track. Time to go to the race, we got to wait till the after everybody run 2 points, we race 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. But now they're learning that the crowd that we bring there is substantial, and they have to really learn to accommodate us.
A lot of background noise. What he was really saying was, now they're recognizing that y'all are bringing the crowd. So what y'all probably can do as a committee, you know, not hostile and then go to the manager and just leave your plans out. He can't take work with y'all. Like Steph just said earlier, I think, he said now they're going to start putting the guard there so they won't get the tickets and then match the car you with it and everything. So maybe, you know, you just do it. Might take baby steps, but at least it's doing something there with it. Steph.
Well,
yeah.
I know they want to have, I know from what I was told, they want to have the owner of the track, Alex Knapp, he wants to have a meeting with the staff and a couple of the grudge racers. That's the last one that I got. Because grudge racing, it pays for that whole damn track, believe it or not. The grudge racers bring the crowd to the track. They know that. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to fuck that up. So by me, you know, bringing this shit to the head and telling them what's going on, that we got a big problem here, you know, they understand. So my phone been ringing all day, by the way.
Okay. All right.
They're trying to figure it out and get it straightened out.
Okay. Hey, Captain Ron, what you want, man? I'm coming to y'all next, man. What's up?
I'm just waiting on you.
Okay, man, you got your hand up. Okay, I'll be to y'all in a few minutes. Okay, if anybody else got anything to go along with this Englishtown controversy? If you don't have anything else, if anybody got anything else, go ahead and say it if your mic was already open. If you got anything else you want to say, I'll push the one button now. About this Englishtown problem. If nobody got anything else on that, Steph, you still there, Steph?
I'm still here, dog.
You got anything else you want to say on that before I'm just going to close your mic? I ain't going to cut you off. I'm just going to close your mic, though.
Well, no, I think that pretty much sums it up. They said they're going to work with me, man. They're going to try and handle it. I'm the one that, you know, that take care of all the good races over here in Englishtown anyway. You know what I'm saying? It just sucks that it happened to me. And I'm the guy that takes care of everybody over here. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Right. It happens. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want it to happen again. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, like I said, Sweet Willie, I don't know how you and Sweet Willie, y'all must be buddies because he got the ball rolling and he been making phone calls ever since this morning. Woke me up this damn morning. I thought he'd kick him in his face if I could catch him, but
Yeah, me and Sweet Willie cool, man.
Yeah, we good.
You got people on your side, and like I said, keep posting this shit, put it on the Facebook like you be doing all the time, because I think you live on Facebook or something. I think you might be a little gay up there.
Hey, believe it or not, the head tech guy at English Chat, he said it too. He said, I seen your post on Facebook when I talked to him on the phone there. I seen your post on Facebook, Steph. I seen it, man. Please, man, just work with us. I said, I got you, man. All right.
Now, you see what I'm trying to say? This media is a powerful thing. Like I said, we don't have to get violent and all that, but this media is a powerful thing. Like I said, the dollar rules the world. And if y'all bringing the people there and they ain't doing y'all right, well, you know, it might take a slow process. You might not race as much as you want to race, but at least you don't let nobody just run over you just to race.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, Steph, I'm going to close your mic because y'all got background on, but don't go nowhere. Y'all just hang tight because we got another thing coming up. Also, Sweet Willie, you got anything else? Because you started, it was your nickel, Sweet Willie. Sweet Willie, you got anything else you want to add on that?
No, I'm just learning from you and the others with the show that many voices, you know, can move the world. So, you know, I'm glad that they're addressing, and I'm glad that they think that we have some worth, some value. You know, that's the only thing that I was concerned is some. You know, I feel sorry for Steph and those guys. I hear the car looked really good, and it's a damn shame to ruin a car before you even got a chance to make some money with it.
You damn sure right about that. Now, like I said, we had a bad end. Like I said, he would have made him a bunch of money, but he made, goddamn it, I swear, he made about five or six perfect passes. Then he got in that money race with Tony Bias, and he stood on the damn bumper. I don't know, did weather get good, or did he get nervous, or what the hell happened, but he stood on the bumper. But I hate to say it, that is one badass Mustang. I wouldn't mind seeing him and Scarface get it on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to close this segment down there, and I appreciate everybody for being mannable, and we might have got some accomplished. Now I'm going to go down to the Florida controversy. What I want you to do, everybody, Mike, that was over, with the exception of Mike here, Sweet Willie, and Bobby Childs, I need you to hit the one button and take your hand down. Take your hand down. Everybody, Mike, that was talking just a while ago, press the one button and take your hand down. Because when I get into this Florida session, it's going to be up to them, and I need the Florida guys to come in and address what they want to address and get in there, like Nard and all of them, and Purple Rain and all them boys. And if Post Office Joe on the phone, I'm going to need him, too, because I need to get over to Larry. I don't have Larry's number. Stan the man. Stan Dolomite, if you there, press the one button. Take your hand down. Stan, take your hand down. 954-9194. Take your hand down. Press the one button. Take your hand down. I don't want to cut nobody off, but I'm going to need these phones if I got to make these phone calls, because it's the Florida boys down now.
Yes, I do know you, my man.
404-0559. Press the one button. Steph, y'all press the one button, Steph. I need y'all to press the one button. Take your hand out, Steph. I don't need y'all hands up right now. I just need the Florida boys coming in there. 803-0188. Take your hand out. I don't want to cut y'all off. Okay. 252-5846, take your hand down. Thank y'all. Steph, take y'all hand down, Steph. 803-0188, take your hand down. Okay, I'm going to get into this last segment right now. It's the Florida guys. Captain Run, press the one button, Captain Run. Captain Run, press the one button, Captain Run. All right, let me get Captain Run in. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this segment is dealing with the doggone Florida boys. If y'all know Captain Run, pen and paper, pen and pencil, whatever the hell they want to call him, be on Wild Man Show asking them dumbass questions. I think he was just making a joke out of it. But as y'all know, they came on Wild Man Show, and Captain Run, he challenged Stanley Albritton, finally got him to put up some punk out money. And Captain Run, you can take it from there, brother.
Yeah, what's going on, dog?
Hey, man, how you doing, man? How you doing? Do y'all know it's raining like a motherfucker down here, man? We got a storm like somebody down here. But go ahead, Captain Run. Tell me what's going on, man.
Oh, man, I just want to say I finally got that two-left-foot monkey to lock in some money, and we baptized his ass like I said we was.
What are you talking about, man? Who are you talking about?
We talking about Stanley Albritton. You know what I mean? I set out a bear trap. It wasn't for him, but he's...
Hey, what you call him?
Huh?
What did you call him? Two what?
The two-left-foot walking monkey. He tried to play slick, you know what I mean? We had a back half race locked up, and he wasn't taking off until the pot was locked up, and he finally took it off, and there was a fire chassis car. He thought he had us... fool with that, but we pulled that dick sideways and bust his asshole wide open.
Damn, man, with don't that, be so nasty. But anyway, Bobby Childs and everything. You, Bobby Childs, you see that, Bobby Childs? Sweet Willie, you see that, right, Sweet Willie?
Yeah, I'm
seeing
it.
All right, just in, we have a bad storm here, so if I go out the air, y'all keep it going until I get my power back up, just in case my power go out. All right, go ahead. Be quiet. It's the Florida boys. Captain Ron, go ahead. Captain Ron, but I heard something. I heard if he hadn't blow the tires off, he was going to knock a hole in y'all ass.
If my auntie had a dick, she'd be my uncle, too. Hey, Tom.
So you finally caught it, Ron. Captain Ron, you finally caught up with him, huh?
Yeah. First of all, I want to say that trap was set for T5 with that big mop of his. And, His crew chief was kept trying to throw that old command on us. But all along, we always wanted it. You know what I mean? Like that, but we didn't know it was a full chassis car. You know what I mean? But
okay, I can't answer about that. I got in trouble for saying that. I'll just put out what y'all told me, though. I don't know if it was a chassis car or not. I don't know the damn difference myself. But crew chief, if you're on the phone, press the one button. Stan Albin, which I don't know if you listen to my show or not since you hate me that much. But press the one button if anybody from Florida want to contest what Captain Ron said, because right now y'all looking bad now. Just if y'all want to do. If anybody want to get on the show that can't get on, y'all text me. Y'all text me and I'll get you on the show because Captain Ron is really dogging y'all out.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
You see a 201 number, 1817?
201?
Yeah, 1817. Yeah, I don't know what to see him. All you gotta do is press the one button and
it'll jump out to the top and I'll see him. Yeah. The
201, whatever the number he just called, press the one button.
Who that
Mighty
supposed
Joe
to be?
Young. Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah.
He said, you get him a race and he'll show you he'll race.
Who's that?
That's what the man told me
to
tell you, but he
wanna
get on and tell you, say it himself.
Who talking about Mighty Joe Young?
Yeah.
I'll get him on there in a few minutes. Hold on a minute. I think I got a Florida number coming here. Hold on a minute. Might be somebody to jump on Captain Run's line at 954-9321.
What's going on, dog?
Yeah, who this?
Man, it's Trevor, man.
Oh, shit. Again? Trevor, what's up, man?
Nothing, man. Now, I just got a question. You know, I just got a question. I mean, I ain't the smartest person in the world, but I definitely ain't the dumbest. My question is, if you come to a race and you tell somebody, we gonna race back half on back half.
Yes, sir.
Right? And
yes,
then
sir.
We get to the track, and then you get the two owners, ask the other owner, are you sure is this a back half? And he say, yeah, it's a back half. So then the owner say, man, well, I've seen this car at US 19, and it's a chassis car. Then the other owner say, well, my definition of a back half is a little different than y'all. What the hell is that? It's either back half or it's not. I mean, can somebody clear that up for me?
Mike here?
Yeah.
Clear it up for me. What's the back half and what is a tube chassis? I don't know.
Well, I mean, a tube chassis probably ain't got nothing related to a stock front end up on it. You know? And I mean, came up a while ago, it's a big old gray area, you know, it's a big gray area between what's a real back half and,
hey,
Tom,
please, in the show in the Pro Stock Joe show, please.
Huh?
I'm turning this segment to a Pro Stock segment now. We had that discussion yesterday.
About what?
You know what I mean? About, what was yesterday? On Pro Stock Joe show.
Talk about it now. If a man come on my show and ask a question, I'm gonna give him all the justice he wants. Now he asked the question. If they covered it yesterday, I ain't got nothing to do with it. If he come on and want to know again today, then I'm gonna give him a chance. That's one of your boys backing you up, I think.
Oh yeah.
That's old Trevor backing you up.
Hey, listen. Before all this went down, you know, I used to hear a dude come on the radio show, talk trash, whatever the case may be, no big deal. But last week on the radio show, Stan said, birds of a feather flock together. So, fuck it. Call me a bird and pluck me then.
Back to that. If Stan and T5 and SAJ Team, listen, quote-unquote Stan did say last week birds of a feather flock together. That's just another one of them Big Chief killers that just cut his goddamn head off.
Okay, that's what he was getting at.
Don't agree with what he's saying. Press the one button now. If you want to come on and say something about it, you can come on and say it.
Captain Ron.
Are
you trying to say because Big Low beat him with a conventional headed motor and y'all man beat him with a conventional headed motor? Is that what he was referring to when he said birds of a feather flock together?
I reckon so, but at the same time.
Okay.
He got a lot of chiefs, but no Indians in that tribe.
Hey.
Okay, so basically, okay. Hey, Captain Ron, it's still your dive now. You can say whatever you want if you don't. If you don't, I got another Florida boy I got to bring on now. You got anything else you want to run into the ground? You or Trevor, either one of y'all.
Hey,
y'all say
pretty,
what you want,
hey,
however you
pretty,
want to say it, my brother.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I'll give Stanley Albright one more chance at it since he said birds of a feather flock together. We got a true back half car in our camp. We'll take the 1-1 from his slow mod.
Well, see, now I can't call him because if I call him, he might cuss me out. But if somebody can text me and says Stanley says okay to call him, I'll call him. But I don't want to call him and then get him on here and he cuss me out. I don't mind him cussing me out, but I ain't going to call him unless he call into the show, unless he want me to call him.
Might,
get on
the
show.
Might, do he run your show? Like you run everybody else's show?
The what now?
And does he run this show like he runs everybody else's show?
Now, don't nobody run my show. You ought to know that by now. Nobody. But with my point I'm trying to make you, I ain't going to force this man to come on in and send it now. That's what I'm saying then. I mean, if he come on the show, I'm going to let him do what he want to do and talk the way he want to talk. But I'm going to still maintain order, though.
I don't give a damn. But at the same time, I said I was going to do. I backed it up. He tried to pull a rabbit at the hat, and I knocked the rabbit and the hat off.
Well, I got paid, too, though, so I ain't mad at you. When you called me and told me, I got paid, too. Me and T5 had a bit.
Oh, Lord. Well, I think they on suicide watch right now, so I don't think you're going to get them.
No. I just got a text in that I can call Stan. I'm going to get Stan on the phone.
They just told me I can call Stan. I wasn't going to call him unless I get the okay call. Like I said, Stan's a businessman, and I respect anything a man said. But if a man tell me not to say nothing to him, I won't say nothing to him. Unless he cannot get him on the phone. Oh, that's the wrong Stan. Stan out business. I'm going to see can I get him on the phone. Shit. What's that damn phone number? There it is right there. Okay. I'm finna call Stan, y'all. Don't y'all get scared now. Because he might lock your ass in again.
No.
But you know fair play is fair play now. He came to your house. Now
no.
it's probably your time to go to his house now, right?
No, I can tell you not to call me. You call me.
Shut the hell up. You mind? Captain Ron, did you hear what I said?
I heard you.
He came to your house. Now it's your time to come to his house now, probably.
9417332392
is not available. Oh, man, I'm telling you, if I tell you that much. Hey, yeah, he done it. He not answering. Let me see, can I get the crew chief on the phone? Okay, I got you. I got you, Mike. I'm going to get Marjo Young on here. Marjo Young got to come on here. I got to let these Florida boys get their thing, too, though, because they paid their money there.
TV, is that guy named Trevor still on the phone?
Who that? Yeah, I'm here. What's up, bro?
Let me ask you a quick question. Y'all still hold that G-Body belt? Y'all still
that's
hold
correct. Yeah, we the undisputed G-Body king.
Damn
my
it,
bad,
man.
G-Body champ. We're not G-Body king. We the undisputed G-Body champ.
Are y'all not undisputed?
Okay, I was just
y'all not undisputed, man.
In the G-Body world, we is. Ain't no G-Body knock us off now, dog.
Well, that's my point.
I didn't say
grudge.
I didn't say grudge. I said G-Body. The difference.
I'm saying, though, he can't, if he not racing, he really don't want to see that a belt if he couldn't race out of 30 days.
Hey,
so
that's another topic. We got it. Ain't nobody
okay,
taking it.
You right about that. Let me see, can I get my doggone main man on that? Used to be my lawyer.
And y'all know he hard to handle now.
What's going on with it, dog?
Hey, Tag Man, how you doing? If you've been listening to the show any kind of way, you know they getting y'all hell down there, man. They talking bad about you down there.
We're locked that same race in with the same two cars. And just like you told them, it's their turn to travel now. We're locked that same race in. I ain't got to talk to no motherfucking body. Lock it in. Do I need to get $500 to you or do who I need to get it to?
No, I don't want to get in the middle of that one. That one kind of too volatile, maybe. But Captain Ron, he talking to you, Captain Ron.
He's talking to me, and I don't want no trouble. And
he's okay. Back. All right. Okay. Well, dog is like this here. Like you told him, it's his time. Now, they got away with that race there. They got away on a technicality. That's fine and well. But just like I thought, he ain't have enough heart to try it again. Dog, if you beat a man with a car, you going to change cars and try to race him, or you going to run his ass with the same car?
I'm going to run his ass until I can't run him no more.
Okay.
Hey, tight, man.
Hey,
I'm going to be like Wild Man. I got to play the devil's advocate on this, right? He didn't switch cars to run a man with. He switched his whole other car. He said that man Promar car. He said they had a back half in their camp
Okay, well let us get a chance back with the race we just lost first before we move on any further.
Okay,
y'all make the goals, but we ain't closed that chop.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
You must have gone put the stock front end back on the car because it's supposed to be in back half to back half.
Hold up, Captain Ron. I just heard you say, go back to Pro Stock Show, please, bring what you're wrong with you. Now you fucked up.
Hey,
you was agreeing.
Stan told that man he had a back half now, dog. Stan told that man he had a back half, type.
You agreed. Y'all agreed with the show.
Hello?
Matthew Young, stand by, man. Stand by.
Okay.
Okay.
He agreed that he had a back half, and it was a truth.
Y'all fucking back ties in. Lock that in with the car y'all just gapped us with.
Oh, man.
Wait, hold on.
I think it's the same one was tooting your damn trumpet the last damn time. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to bring something that sits just like me. You ain't got to set me out nothing.
We don't want that car, buddy. We want the same race with the same car that you just won with last Friday. What part about the same two cars that you're not understanding?
I tell you what,
Captain Ron, I got one even better for you. We'll take the back tires with a stock suspension Mustang, small block, or whatever y'all name.
I told your boss, man, I ain't want them troubles with that car, so you can try that some other time, sir.
Hey, fellas, look here. This ain't going nowhere. Hey, this ain't going nowhere, so I'm going to have to go in on this. Y'all can't come to an agreement here. Are we going to go on to the next subject if y'all can't come to no agreement?
Go on to the next subject, dog. Go on to the next subject.
All right, appreciate it, Tyke Man. That's Tyke Man. I'm going to mute your phone, Tyke Man. Captain Ron, you got it. Trevor, you got anything else you want to say on that subject?
But just tell Tyke Man, he hold on a little bit longer, work done slow down at the shop. You know, we'll get them boys another shot at that G-body belt again, so, you know,
all right,
just let them
problem.
Know
y'all
we
just
ain't
hold on to that thought. Don't go nowhere. I gotta get Mike Hill and Mario Young on it. They might get some stuff. All right, Trev, I'm finna mute your mic there, my brother. Captain Ron, you got the final word on this subject.
No, that's about it. That's all I got to say.
Tell me one more time who you beat. I want to hear it one more time. Who you say you beat?
The two left-footed monkeys.
All right, I just had to throw that in. Don't y'all get mad at me. I just want to make sure he wasn't scared to say it. But you don't want that trouble no more, though, do you?
No, hell no. Shit.
And then wrong with that. Okay, Captain Ron, just hang on now. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to mute your phone, though. But you don't keep listening to the show. We be through in a few.
All right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mike here, Mighty Joe Young, y'all got the flow. Mighty Joe Young.
Okay, Dawn.
Mike here, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, y'all got the flow?
Yeah. Dawn, the reason why I'm talking is that I'll be listening to your show, and you always want to call us out. We wants to race. And then you said, we ain't raced all year. You know why? Because them cowards is hiding. They don't want to come out and race. You always saying that we won't race then. You get somebody for me to run then.
Okay, I understand your frustration, but my point is I'm making, and I didn't lie neither, y'all ain't raced nobody.
You know why? Because nobody don't want to run us. That's why we ain't raced nobody.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Mikey, you want to run by the Joe Young?
Yeah, we'll run Mike.
Hold on a minute, sir. I'm talking to Mike here. Mike here, you want to run Mighty Joe Young?
Yeah, I'll run.
Okay, hold up. Don't nobody say nothing. What date are you available?
For me?
I don't want to say it's because of my show, but I'll be at Carolina next weekend.
Just give me the dates, and then let me do this here in an orderly fashion. What dates can you run him? You can run him on September the 30th, or 1st of October, or the 5th of November. Is that right?
Yeah, but I'm available on the dates in that too. You know?
Okay, Mighty Joe Young, could you accommodate either one of those dates?
Yes, I can run either one of the dates.
All right, then. Well, y'all talk then. Well, y'all don't need me to say that then. Y'all talk then. Let's get something locked in.
No, he don't think the point with him trying to run me. I think the point was he wanted to say he'll race, but he ain't able to get no race. Well, right now he got one. What's the excuse now? Well, we're going to put the same place in the field. Okay, y'all got a date that both of y'all say y'all was going to accommodate. Now, what's the excuse? We want to see Mighty Joe Young run somebody for this year over with.
Oh, I'm going to run somebody. Hey, listen to me. I'm going to run somebody.
Is this Al or Mopar? Which one is this? Who is this, Mopar or Al? Who is this?
This Al talking.
All right, go ahead, Al. We want to see y'all run.
This is Al talking. And listen to me.
Yes, sir?
Saturday, listen to me. Saturday,
I'll be at the meet Saturday.
You talking about down here? What Saturday? Where you going to be at Saturday?
This Saturday. I'll be at Union.
Oh. You will? Well,
do you understand?
Mike, you ain't going to be at Union Saturday, are you?
Yeah, I'm coming up there. I'll be up there. I ain't bringing my car.
Okay, well, that date is out then. That date is out, Manager Young.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, you got some more. Don't try to you trying to put Mike Hill up to run me. Yes, I'm going to run Mike. Me and Mike already talked about that.
Well, what about you and Tony Wright? Tony Wright stayed right up the street.
Yeah, I run Tony Wright. I told you I'll run any of them. You set it up.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me call Tony Wright then, sir. You sound like you upset
okay.
with me. If I had a football car, I'd be parking your front door.
Yeah,
if I
know. That's what they
car,
all
I'd
say.
I'd park in your front door.
I know. Well, I'm here.
Well, I'm just letting you know, though. I ain't like them boys. I'm not scared of you. Now, if you put 28 on there, you can back down. Put 28 on that Pro Mars, you got the back down.
Yeah.
You hear what I said?
What'd you say?
You put 28s on that Pro Mars, you got the back tie.
No, I ain't gonna put no 28s on there. No.
That's all I can do, but hold on a minute. Since Mike act like he a little nervous.
No,
I don't know. Maybe Mike nervous or something. Maybe Steve Kirk shook him up.
What'd you say?
I don't know what's wrong with y'all, boy. Y'all like y'all scared of Matthew Young, man. Matthew Young ain't no.
Go ahead, dog.
Tony Wright.
Yeah, what's up?
Ain't nothing up. He on the phone. They just told me to call you. There you go, Matthew Young.
Tony.
Yeah.
You want to run me this weekend?
I got Larry locked in for this weekend, but if I get by Larry, I'll run you.
I'll be there.
All right. Say no more. I will too.
So y'all both going to be at Union this week, Hitler?
Huh?
Y'all going to be at Union this weekend, Hitler?
Yeah, I'm locked in and run Larry at 10 o'clock.
All right.
Larry, Mighty Joe Young in there, everything, nothing wrong with my car, I'm going to run them.
Okay. Well, that's Al on the phone, got his chest poked out. I know.
Yes, right.
He ain't got no.
And I'll run the winner.
Okay, well, say no more. All you got to do is be in there. You going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be there. I want to run the winner.
Okay. Well, I don't know. If Larry wins, he ain't going to run your head up. I don't know how he's going to run you, but if I win, I'm going to turn around and run you.
Good. That's what I want. I want to run you, Tony. Listen to me. I have been trying to race, and they keep talking. I'm tired of them bashing Mighty Joe Young. I'm not going to stand for it.
Okay. The only way you don't stand for it, then you got to get your ass out there and race somebody.
Get me somebody to run, dog. Don't keep telling me to get somebody to race.
You ain't got to look no further.
You
ever
say that? No,
Al. I'll be there Saturday. That's a promise.
All right. Well, say no more. Me too.
No,
okay.
All right. If I spare my life, I'll be there too.
All right, no.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it, Hitler. Thank you
okay.
for coming, man. All right.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Hey, no,
okay, thank you, dog.
Okay, no problem, Al Joe. Anytime, man. Like I said, all I want to do is see some racing for the fans, though. No,
okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey. Yo, you finna go? You wanna go and click you off?
No, I'm gonna hang out. Go ahead.
Okay. Nod, ain't you got a race this week down in Union 2? You get over to Larry?
Yeah, me and Larry doing something. You're supposed to be doing something.
And you wanna get over to Larry?
Yeah,
anybody
I
got
get
Larry's
to him.
Number? I don't have Larry's number.
I'm gonna hang out. Go ahead.
Did you wanna talk to Larry about locking in more money for the pot, Nod?
Yes, sir. I want to make sure he's going to race. That's 10 hours.
Joe right in with, let me figure that get over to Pro Talk Joe or somebody that get over to Larry. I don't have Larry's number. Mike Hill, you don't have Larry's number, do you?
Yeah, I got it.
Text me Larry's number, unless he don't want me to have it. I don't know, but I need to get him on there. No, I need to talk to him. Why you went on the show? You got on late or something, brother?
Huh?
Dawg, you don't sound like you're too comfortable. You done got nervous?
No, I've been on the show, dawg. I've been on the show since you've been on.
Oh, well, then I told you to push the one button. Now you didn't push it.
Yeah, I pushed it. I pushed it. How do you think I got on? I pushed the one button.
You pushed the one. I called you.
Well, hey, dog, I was waiting for everybody to get off their chest. A lot of people had gas in their chests this evening here. I want to make sure everybody had to get off what they had to say.
Well, hold on,
I ain't got too much to say.
Got a bunch of hands just come up. Let me see what all these hands just come up for. This is good. Grief. Hold on a minute.
Cruise control. I ain't getting no gas. Who we got?
772-1389. Okay. You didn't get no gas? Go on, get your gas.
I'm a highway
agitator, though. They finna go get the gas when I hang them up. They got time to go get the gas. 561-7517. You don't have to press the one button. You already hear him. Oh. Hey, goodbye. All right, somebody need to give me Larry's number, Nard, if you want to. I don't know Larry's number.
You got a post talk number.
Huh?
Yeah, you got a post talk number. He got him. That's his main man.
Yeah, let me see. Can I get him on here then? Yeah, post talk Joe, you know. He gets a little finicky sometimes. He gets mad when I call him. Let me see, can I get him on the phone, though?
Can you get that cat out of Albany, Georgia, too, with that white Camaro? Was on the internet.
What are you talking about, Sam Alexander?
Huh?
Can you get Sam Alexander? Bobby Charles?
Yeah, Sam Alexander. Yeah, I want to knock his dick in the dirt, too.
Damn, what if he got a little dick?
Well, if he got a little dick, he's going to tuck it in his ass.
Well, y'all nasty, boy. Y'all are nasty.
We'll do him Sunday. We won't even go back to Florida. We'll do him Sunday.
Hey. Bobby Charles, can you hear me? What's up, Joe?
Yes, Snoop Dogg, dog. What up, dude?
Hey, we need to get... I need to talk to Larry, dude.
No, I need to talk to Larry. All right,
yeah,
dude.
So hook Larry up, because you know that's what you do. You the hookup man. If you ain't embezzling money, you're hooking him up.
Embezzling money? Oh, why you got to tell everybody our secret?
And they know ours. I didn't get my damn good.
You want some kind of dude to get caught. And the other dude in the truck.
Ain't a secret no more, Joe. Everybody know.
you gotta tell everybody my damn business like that, though.
Bobby, you got that Alexander number? Bobby, if you got it, take it to me. I'll call him if y'all can't call him. Because Sam Alexander talking some shit on the internet. Nard want to answer him.
I done called him already, dog, and they gave me some more bogus ass excuse. Don't call him about that if you ain't willing to answer the bell.
Well, no, you got to let everybody know because everybody think you a joke. I want to make sure that you either you going to get your ass whooped or you ain't no joke, one of the two. Or you going to whoop somebody's ass.
Either I'm going to get my ass whooped, I'm going to win one.
There you
two.
Go, dog. There you go.
Yeah, Larry on the phone? Okay, go ahead. No, you and Larry, y'all got it.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Listen. That's a long ride for me and my crew, almost 11 hours. That lock-in worked that whole pot in. I want to make sure you race.
You going to make sure I race? Man, I'm going to race. When you ever know me not to race?
Hey, Larry, I don't know you. I'm going to say this again. That locked the whole pot in. I want some security on my money. That locked the whole pot in. Yeah.
You mean you can't come 11 miles on 1,000, though?
Man, ain't no funny, man. That locked the whole pot in.
I don't know what kind of fuel you burn, but you can't 1,000 miles ain't gonna get you to Columbia.
Damn near 12 hours.
We got a trailer home that's gonna take us down to where you're gonna come back.
Well, we ain't got no trailer home.
You ain't got to do it, lad.
I'm just asking, would you do it?
I, No, I ain't gonna lock in that. No. I'm right.
Can you lock
it?
Can you lock in half of that?
I ain't even test my car since the wreck. I'm working on it now.
We ain't test no car, Lord. I'll call down. We gonna be there.
I'm gonna test on you. I'm gonna test on you before I go to Tony Wright.
Okay, well, test on me. Well, how about this? Let's take it to half.
I'm gonna test on you before I go to Tony Wright.
Okay, lad. Let's do half of the pot, lad. For a lock-in.
$1,000 is good for me.
Okay,
then. Come in and
I'm just saying, lad. Listen, lad. I'm just asking. And I can accommodate that. I'll see you Saturday, bro.
All right. That'll work.
Hey, man, get that mullet off the phone. Get the other mullet on the phone. Because we hungry. Get that one from Georgia on the phone, too. Get that mullet off the phone. He already dead bait. Get that next victim on the phone. The one calling out. Because I asked all call outs.
No, I
wouldn't.
Wait a minute. No. I got a message for you. Maybe I should save it for Thursday. I don't know. But hell, well, let me just go ahead and do it now because, you know, Thursday ain't promising none of us.
Yeah, give it to me now.
The old Jacks didn't like the fact, or Terry in particular, Empire State Building.
Man, the hell with Terry old ass. What do you want to do?
And I said it's my statement. He said he liked the fact that you were calling out his uncle with that back tie shit. His uncle's Walter Man. He said he wanted to go to your ass.
Okay. What he offer?
I don't know what he offered. Let me get him on the phone though. Let me see.
If he offered one in the break, don't even waste your time.
One in the break? Well, I ain't gonna waste my damn time.
Don't waste your time. But I tell you what, we got to put him out in Florida. We'll go straight to his ass and tell him he can be a union.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get him on the phone. Let me see if he is. Let me get him on the phone. Yeah, he was pretty tight with me. He kept telling me that he was trying to get
One thing about it, I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here.
All right, hold on a minute while he get him on the phone. Boogeyman, what you got, Boogeyman?
Well, I just heard it out loud that the old Jack's going to be there, and Mighty I'm going to be there. Why can't you get those two on the phone?
Boogeyman, you must be late. They already didn't say they're going to be there. You must have hit the rest of the show.
I know, but that could be a race.
I'm trying to say they already said it. They're going to be the old Jack's. You said the old Jack's.
Oh,
you got a point there. I'm sorry, Boogeyman. You dead. Mighty Joe, you hear that, Al?
What up?
The old Jack's going to be there, and you're going to be there. Neither one of y'all really got a race locked in. Boogeyman just said, won't y'all lock each other in? Got a point.
So, what'd you say?
The old Jack's going to be there at Union on the 24th, and y'all going to be there on the 24th. Neither one of y'all got a race locked in. Boogeyman said, won't y'all lock in?
Hey, I'll run them. Get them on the phone.
Hey, folks, I'm going to get them now, so hold on. Man, good shot, Boogeyman. Good lookout, Boogeyman. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. 803-84444.
No.
You.
You calling everybody out. Right there, we call you. I would have been 6-7. You didn't want to go.
Say what now?
We call you. I would have been 6-7. Oldenville, you didn't even want to go.
Who is this talking? Who is this?
This is Bravo 66 Step Oldenville. That kid being hurt. We're going to be trying to kill you next. You don't want to go.
Hold on a minute, y'all. You calling me out?
Is that
getting in
there? Yeah. Hold on, dog. Hey, dog. That's count.
Is that the count?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we'll lock you back in. Big hurt. This Saturday. What you want to do is get our race back.
We're going
to kill y'all. We got to kill dog. Nah, man. You know what happened with that race, man. Get our race back, man. Let me get that line back.
They're talking to me right now, dog. Y'all want to lock in for Union on the 24th?
No. Yeah, we want to lock you in.
I said, do you want to lock in for the 24th?
Yeah.
All right, lock it in for the 24th at Union.
We can do that.
All right, who we need to talk to lock this in?
We can meet at Jackson Fair tonight.
Huh?
We can meet you at Jackson Fair tonight.
Oh, Thursday night, Jackson ain't running Thursday, sir.
Could be in Union.
Oh, shit. Here we go. We'll be in there. All right. That's all you got. Okay. All right. I'm going to mute your mic then. Let me know when you get your nuts up.
Dog, what happened?
Ned, tell me they'll be there. 772-5113.
Hey, dog.
You.
Who's Big Hurt?
Who's this?
Who's Big Hurt?
They don't want to do nothing to Hurt. No, I'm just finna get them. They don't want to. They want to try me right now.
Let me just get this message out real quick.
They don't want to do you, and you got a bad reception. So just hold tight. No, taking care of your business. Don't worry about it, Hurt. No, I'm gonna take care of your business if they want to do so.
So we'll lock this fuck ass in right now.
They said they don't want you yet. They don't want you no more right now.
That's the real whole shit, dog. They want to walk with that little bit of chain.
All right, but Hurt, just hold tight. I'm gonna mute your mic because your mic ain't your phone ain't sounding good. No, I got your back though, so don't worry about it. Hold on, Joe. I'm gonna get you in a minute. Let me get this last call and then I'm gonna let y'all get this in. 850-5493.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, this is out of White Malibu. We want to run count too.
They said they'll be in Union on the 24th. They said they'll be in Union.
Man, Union too far for us to drive. That's what I'm trying to see if I can get that number so we can meet up. I mean, Union too far for us. That's about 13 hours for us.
Oh well, then you might be out of luck then, because they said they'll be in Union this week. All I can do is tell you to call back on Wild Man Show or Pro Stock Joe Show on Thursday and see if you need hook y'all up. But right now, that's a dead deal right now, then.
I appreciate it, boss.
All right, no problem, bro. Appreciate you calling in, man.
Talk about him.
All right, Joe. Y'all go ahead, Joe. Y'all got it. Joe.
Well, I called Terry, and he was on the phone, but he hung up. He said he's in the middle of doing something right now. He was going to talk for a minute,
Terry, we'll take one and one.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell him.
We'll take one and one.
Well, hold on a minute. Is Terry the only one in the old Jacks? You got more than one number? Call HD or somebody. Don't all of them make a decision for each other? Mayday.
I haven't talked to any of the other people about it. I don't.
Okay. Don't put me on the spot now. I ain't going to take the blame for this one. Boogeyman brought that shit up. Boogeyman, you still on the phone?
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I just want to make sure you still there. You started this shit. I don't want to jump in my ass.
I'm just saying, Nod already got a race. Nod got a race. The old Jack don't have a race, and Mike J. Young don't have a race. So
Mike Joe Young said he game.
That's what I'm saying. So, shit, it's 21 damn members in the old Jack, so he should have 21 numbers that he can call. So let's get somebody.
Joe, you hear Joe? They say y'all playing dodgeball.
But wait a minute, I have nothing to do with this, dog. You got the old Jack number just like I got them. Like I said, I only passed on that message because I specifically spoke to Terry. He said he was mad at me because I didn't put him in on my show because he was trying to get at Nod. I did not talk to any of the old Jacks about that. So you know.
Well, give dog the number. Let dog call. Dog act like he ain't got it.
I got No, I didn't bring that subject up, so I wasn't worried about it. I ain't scared to call Terry, but if he just called Terry and Terry said he didn't want to get on the phone, why should I call him?
But Terry ain't the only one.
Well, Terry's the only number I got is Terry's number. Hold up a minute. Y'all call
Joe,
ain't
Joe on the phone? Tell Joe objection to you.
Hold on a minute. You're right, Boogeyman. When you're right, I can't say you're wrong. You're right, Boogeyman. See, everybody ain't got big nuts like you and Nard got. If everybody had nuts like you, Nard, and Tony Bynes, we wouldn't even have to worry about no racing. We'd be tired of being racing.
You need to improve the little ones in there. They're pretty big. You'll step out on them, but just not you and backpedaling. I didn't like that. I'm about to hang up on the show.
Who backpedaled?
You didn't want to call them. Get them numbers from Joe.
It wasn't my fight then, sir. It wasn't my fight, sir.
It's your show. Your show is mixed races.
Yes,
sir. Okay, sir.
Go ahead and put out an Amber Alert. If you can't find him, put out an Amber Alert.
Hello, HD.
I tried.
HD. called him.
I just tried to get. I just tried to get him. I got his voicemail.
Who that? My HD.
Yeah.
I thought I had him on the phone. HD ain't answering. See what? That's what's happening.
Ain't nobody want to talk to you today, huh?
After the damn show, did everybody call in or they be on the show on Post Office Joe show Thursday with the damn chest beating out, talking about they wanted to raise? Now you got anybody here that want to do something?
Hey, dog. Did that gorilla scare his way up on top of the Empire State Building and not tear your ass off, or what?
Well, anytime Pro Star Joe can't get him, it's a problem. I don't know why Pro Star Joe can't get him.
Well, no, I just told you. Terry said that he would holler at Nod on Thursday. He said he's in the middle of doing something right now.
He's not taking 2 days to holler. He just don't want nobody to put him on his... The room here.
Yeah.
HD!
I'm on the radio, dog. I'm on you. I keep pressing one button.
Well, okay, now you're on now then. Okay, there it is. HD and Matty Joe Young. Y'all both on.
D, you want to raise?
I'm building a new car I haven't read in 2 years.
And then HD Rogers, y'all.
Alright.
You came up with a new one.
Hey dog, I'm on the line, man. 252 number.
Oh, okay, 252 number. 4346.
Yeah, 4346, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know that. Okay. Alright, now you're on that number now. Okay, hang that one up then. Okay, I can need that line anyway. All right, HD, you on the 252 number.
All right.
You see that, HD?
Yes, sir.
Is it going to take you 2 years to build your car?
Give me 2 years. That's what they did to get me a car to run with.
So, in other words, Matty Joe Young woman said, y'all scared then?
Yeah, he peaks at where he wants to. When I come to the race, I'm going to have an equal chance.
Okay. Boogeyman, you the one got him together. You need to take up for him, Boogeyman.
Hey, that sounds like a bunch of bullshit. Two cars in the damn same place, get the fucking race on.
All Boogeyman got to do is take my car and I'll let him have it for free of charge and do what he got to do with it.
Hey,
well, then, AD, to be honest with you now, AD, to be honest with you now, y'all got a four-bar car in and y'all say y'all going to be in union. What the hell y'all coming in union?
Listen to me, dog. Let me tell you again. We get another car I haven't read in 2 years. Now, what part do you understand?
AD, your old ass might not even be living in 2 years.
Then I can't race then if I ain't living.
I do like Boogeyman said. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Boogeyman can't tell me what to do. I don't race like Boogeyman do just to be racist.
He ain't telling you what to do, though, but y'all need to quit pumping your chest like y'all some bad motherfucker. And y'all
do I call your show? Do I call your show bumping my chest?
No, you didn't, sir.
Okay, then. So don't talk that crap with me.
Bojack is really old, then.
That's what it is. We just old. But I tell you what, we don't race just to be racing.
Y'all don't race at all, don't seem like.
Well, so you run that race.
I'll run you. I'll run you.
I don't want to race you, dog.
Lock it 100 on 100.
I don't want to race.
Matty Joe Young, Al.
Yeah.
I apologize. I see. I won't say.
Yeah, you had to apologize, brother. I got to ask for him. We're going to race the album, but we're going to have something to race him with. We race.
In 2 years?
Well, it won't take us 2 years, but I'm going to make sure I'll be in the same time frame that he was in. That's why I said 2 years.
HD, on a serious note, how long I've been knowing you? About how long I've been knowing you?
I don't know. A long time.
A long time. My point I'm trying to make, if I got a Promar car, and Matty Joe Young and them got a Promar car that ain't whoop no goddamn body. Why are you scared to try them summer bitches?
I ain't said I was afraid. I ain't told you one time I was afraid.
Well, look here, Matty Joe Young, what the least y'all running for? I get Boogeyman to run you with his goddamn stocks and pension car shit. I mean, might as well, goddamn. I might as well take a chance with the stocks and pension car. Y'all motherfuckers scared to run each other's shit. I got just a good one. You fuck around and blow the tire away, I'm going to fuck you up. Anyway, y'all a bunch of pussies. Anyway, let me see what somebody else might have something to say. Y'all got scared. Y'all wasting my time. 914-5466. 914-5466. What's on your mind? Hello?
Oh, I had it.
Okay, no problem. Whoever that was, they didn't want to talk, so maybe I cut them off too quick. AC, you got anything else you want to say?
I've been on the show for 2 hours, dog, listening to you talk that crap.
Okay, well, it might be crap, but I ain't scared to read.
I ain't either.
I can't tell.
Okay.
If I had a goddamn Pro Mar car, motherfucker had to give me.
Hey, dog, I'm going to give you one free of charge.
What you going to give me?
The one I got.
I'm going to leave you alone, AC. Me and you talk offline. 601-5133.
I'm going to let you have the one I got.
Okay.
Now, you can't beat that.
I can't reach the gas pedal on that one. I
got to
just
see. Well, maybe I can't either.
Okay. 601-5133. 601-5133. Okay. All right, HD, you got anything else you want to say, man, since you're scared to talk to Matt Joe Young? I mean, since you're scared to talk to Aaron,
I'm not afraid to talk to Aaron.
Okay, I don't blame you. If I could not run him, I'd be scared too, though. But if you get more credit by just saying I'm scared to run him because I can't beat him.
I'm not going to say what you and me say. I'm not a yes boy. I'm not saying that.
You're not a yes boy. You're a scared
boy. It might take me 2 years to get the car ready now. Or more, you understand.
All right. Well, fellas, anybody else got anything they want to say? I'm finna ready to close it up since everybody done bitched up. Nard done scared
the
hell out of everybody.
Nard, he got a promo. What kind of Nard, he had a promo.
Nard. Nard,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't have a promo.
Oh, you don't?
I got a car sweep. I got a regular old top sportsman car, like Bobby Wildchild.
That's what I got,
Don.
Nard, a top sportsman car.
I don't. You got a Pro Mod car, look like to me.
No, it's a top sportsman car.
Okay. Well, I got a chassis car.
I'm saying I'm not exaggerating. That's what we have, a top sportsman car.
I mean, what Pro Stock said, Terry wanted to see. He said he had a problem with me. Get on his uncle Walter Mann, because I know Walter Mann like the boy from the Bobby Wildchild.
Walter Mann uncle is not mine. He's not mine. I'm not his nephew. That's between
well,
you
I mean, I'm sorry, Miss HD. I was talking about Terry. Terry made a comment to Pro Stock Joe,
okay.
And I offered Walter Mann a race. We got the same kind of car, but I offered him the back tire.
Right, I understand it.
Hold on a minute, Black Man might have something to say. Man, go ahead on, Black Man.
Hey, dog. You know that with that small block that you were saying you want to see runs coffee?
Steph up there in New Jersey, yeah. All he gotta
do is give him a call. Oh,
okay. Steph, is you still on the phone now? Let me see. Oh,
Lord.
Nope, everything
done
went down.
Oh, shit.
Well, okay, we can do that, though. I tell you what you do, Tag Man. You get off that damn call in on Pro Stock Joe Show Thursday. And I know he's quite sure he'd get hold of them. Quite sure he'd get hold of them for that. That's the reason I wouldn't mind seeing.
All right. Bet on Scarface.
Bet on Scarface, you said?
Tony Montana.
I don't know about that. Now, that's going to be a hell of a good one. If Harry O don't bitch up and jump up in there, Harry O got a habit of, goddamn it, standing up in there.
You was a witness, weren't you?
I was a witness. You know, I lost down there when I was standing right beside you. I didn't date with Scarface along with my money.
Guess what? You know how when LeBron James came to the NBA, they came up with a shirt saying that he was a witness. I want to say Mario and Cold Killer for president, and Nard is the vice president.
I go along with that with that Nard. I love that Nard. That Nard came on the scene so far. Somebody's got to knock his dick in the dirt. I want to see how he acts when he gets his ass whooped, though. I just want to see how he acts.
Guess what the catch is? He come from the scene so hard and so tough that he got a lot of these veterans scared. They got top sportsman cars now. Motherfuckers been running pro miles ever since I've known them, but now it's a top sports mile of a sudden.
You talking about HD now?
I ain't calling no name.
AD, you gonna take that shit standing up, AD?
He ain't got nothing to race me with, dog. You no use me addressing him.
Okay. AD smooth, boy. I like him, AD. AD smooth, boy. AD think gonna take it 2 years.
Hey, AD, I was talking to you last Wednesday at Dollarton. I'm just kicking in the nuts. That's all.
That's right.
AD took my money. He took my money, too. AD, next time I know what I'm gonna do since I like you. Instead of me betting all the mother jokers and mother money, I should just get you the whole 500.
I tried to get it, dog. You wouldn't give it to me.
Right about
that. Dog. If you betting that kind of money, you need to bet me. I will loan it back to you. Shit.
Folks, I know saw me do it, though. I should have went on that AD and took all of it. I bet it $500, but I just bet a different team because I didn't want AD to get all of it.
You bet it that crap, Post Doc Joe. You can't win betting a faggot.
No, Post Doc Joe didn't bet. He just was there when I was betting, though. He was looking like, damn. Then I tried to get back in the dice game, but he wouldn't even bet.
No, now 50 Cent, he's scared of his own shadow, but I would be too if my head was that big.
Joe, you going to take that joke? He ought to hear you. But, okay, look here, I'm finna call a joker. I know he ain't gonna come on the show, but I ain't gonna tell you who it is first till I get him. I'm thinking I get him first, though. I've been wanting to get that joker on my show for the longest, but he won't act right. I ain't gonna tell y'all who it is, though.
Hey, dog, I had $4,000 or $5,000 in my pocket, and I went home with $4,000 or $5,000 in my pocket. I saw you.
That's why they said the NGRA ain't got no money in the kitty. They say you got it in your pocket.
Well, whatever it is.
I mean, that's what I heard. Now, Bobby Charles told me. I'm going to tell you who told me. I ain't going to hide no more. Bobby Charles went and told me.
You shouldn't have gave it to me. Shit.
You got a point there, Joe. You got a point there. All right. Hold on. AD, you got anything else you want to say, AD, before I close your mic?
Nah, I'm listening. Well, you know you close me now. I've been listening to y'all's show.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm going to close your mic up. I gotta get another guy on here, so I need to close some of these lines up so I can call this man here. See, can I get in some status? But maybe, Tyc Man, you got anything else you want to say? Tyc Man, no better than this. Anyway, I'm gonna put your phone on mute, Tyc Man, but don't go nowhere, cause if I can get this young joke on the phone here, don't nobody like him. I'm gonna see can I change his image though, cause he a good fella though. Y'all just don't understand it. Let me see if I can get it. He might be over there in Egypt some goddamn way. Last time I checked, he was in Japan. So he might have took a plane and went somewhere else. Mike here, did you hang up, Mike?
Nah, I'm still here.
Don't you go nowhere near you. Because you're a good guy, too, sometimes. Post Doc Joe just don't like you.
Mike, will you tell them that's not true?
Mike, we're trying to make like you do.
Hello,
how you doing, sir? Don't call your name. I just want to make sure you're on the phone, though. You hear me?
I hear you.
All right, you live on the radio with Dog, and I finally got you because this is your new number. You didn't know it was me. But anyway, don't say nothing. I'm finna set this up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got a fella on the phone right now. A lot of people know him, but they take it the wrong way. They think he's a nasty guy. But he's just a nice guy. You get to know him. He's the best motherfucker in the world, ladies and gentlemen. None other than the infamous Cold Killer, better known as B. How you doing, Cold Killer?
I'm doing all right, dog. How's it going?
All right, bro. I know you don't usually come on my show, though, but you usually be on Wild Man show. But now you're on my show today, though. So I just want to know, I'm finna ask some people how they feel about you that know you. Mike here, you know Cold Killer, don't you?
Yeah, I know him pretty well.
I shouldn't ask you the same question, but as a person, how's OB? How's B, man? How's Cold Killer?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask. He's like a brother to me, so, you know.
We want good and bad, too, though. Okay. But, I mean, just tell me as a person, how's B as a person?
I ain't got no bad, because, I mean, you always been 100 and keeping it real, you know. So, I ain't no bad that I can say. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay, Post Doc Joe, how is Cold Killer as a person to you, Post Doc Joe? Post Doc Joe?
Hey, go on.
I'm here. I have my phone on mute. B's a good dude.
he's a good dude. He's a man of his own mind and speaks his mind, and you know, sometimes we give it out raw, but so do we all. I mean, if you can't respect, we can't accept a man giving out raw, then, you know, that's on you,
he all right, but like I said, he don't bite his tongue. He just real raw with it. Is that what you're saying?
More or less, yeah.
Hi, right, Joe. Put your phone back on mute. HD.
You got to respect us.
I got you. You right. HD.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Darryl.
You know Cold Killer, don't you?
Yeah, I know Cold Killer.
As a person, how you think Cold Killer is? Everybody kind of taking it wrong with it. They think he's an arrogant, big mouth, wanna be the baddest motherfucker in the world. What you think about him?
I think he's a cool dude. I like him.
Me too. I just want to say, so you think he might rub people the wrong way when he first come off, or what? What you think? Why you think people think he's such an arrogant bastard?
I don't know. I can't say rub people the wrong way. Most people, when they get something fast, they want to run somebody with it, you know? So,
right.
It's just his style. So.
I got you. So you ain't got no problem with him then?
None whatsoever.
Okay. Appreciate it, HD. Boogeyman!
Yeah, go ahead.
You know Cold Killer, don't you?
BMF for life. Why not?
What you think about Cold Killer as a person?
If I just tell you BMF for life, what does that mean?
I just want you to say it again. I want to make sure he hears you.
BMF for life.
Appreciate it. Bobby Charles. Bobby Charles, take your phone off mute. I need to talk to you. Bobby Charles.
Yes, sir.
You need to stay around because you know you got to get to prayer in a few minutes, then. So you know Cold Killer, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What you think about Cold Killer as a person?
I mean, I don't know him too good, but the part that I met, but he seemed okay. I mean, I don't personally know him. I only seen the guy about 3 times in my life, so...
Okay. Marjo Young, you still there? Al, you still there?
I'm still here.
Do you know Cold Killer?
Yeah, I know him.
What you think about him?
Good man.
Okay, so you don't think he's too arrogant? You don't think he thinks he's more than what he want to be?
No, well, you know, listen, everybody got their ways. And, you know, when you're good or bad, people are always going to say something about you. But for in my book, you're number one.
I got you, brother. I got you. Appreciate it, Mata Joe. I am. Appreciate it. Nod, you still there, Nod?
Yeah, I'm still here, dog. What's going on?
You know Cold Killer? Have you ever had the pleasure of meeting Cold Killer?
Yeah, man. B 100 dude, man. He's straight 100. That's all I got to say about the dude. He 100.
I got you, brother. Okay. All right. Cold Killer, you still there, brother?
Oh, you make me feel like I'm at my own funeral or something. People talking on my eulogy or something.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, Cold Killer. Like I said, I wanted to try to get you last week, you know what I'm saying? One of your main boys, Omario, brought it up that everybody takes you the wrong way. They think you're a nasty guy, but the jokers that don't know you, the best joker in the world. Well, Cold Killer, can you tell everybody that's on this radio that can hear me now, could you tell me who is Cold Killer?
I'm a son. I'm passionate whatever I do. When I do something, I put my 100 in it. I hate losing, but I can accept the loss. And when I go into something, I'm going in there with everything I got. I don't take no shortcuts, you know. The best of everything I do.
I hear you. Anybody else out there that's in the sound of my voice want to say something about Cold Killer? Press the one button now if you can get in. Press the one button if you want to say anything to Cold Killer. Anything you want to say to Cold Killer, press the one button. Okay, hold on a minute.
The negative. I want to say negative.
Go ahead, Tigman. Go ahead, Tigman.
Cold Killer for president of the United States.
All right, that's Tigman there. 704-6691. What you got to say about Cold Killer?
I don't know the head dog. I don't know the guy personally, but one thing I do know about it, when you have a conversation on something and he raised saying about it, if he's wrong, and everybody tell him he's wrong and explain it to him, he will apologize. And that's what I like about it. He will apologize. If he's wrong, he's wrong.
Okay. I got you. So in other words, you trying to say he's mad enough to deface his, if he's wrong, he's mad enough to say he's wrong.
Exactly.
That's a good trait to have, my brother. Where you calling from, brother? Who's this? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate South Carolina, right next to the North Carolina line. I usually run the North Carolina boys, upstate South Carolina, next to Charlotte.
Okay. I appreciate you coming on, brother. Appreciate you listening to the show.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Oh. Ask B where his new hobby is. Ask B what he went and got him after he left the track the other night.
He on the phone. He can hear you. Go ahead.
B, why don't you tell the world what hobby you just picked up?
Why I tell the world what?
That hobby you just went and picked up Thursday morning.
Did I tell the world what I did? What now?
Tell the world what you went and picked up Thursday morning. You gave
you
up
can tell the world what you picked up Thursday morning.
Oh, well, I shouldn't tell y'all, but Cole Killer officially getting out of drag racing. He is officially getting a horse racing. I'm officially going to be a horse racer. So everybody that horse race, you get your money up and get your suits up because I'm going to be suited and booted at the horse track.
Hold on a minute. You went and bought a horse?
I bought two horses.
Dang. Somebody else out there want to say something about Cole Killer. We want to get all it. We want somebody to say something bad about it. Anybody out there got it? Okay, hold on a minute. I'm going to try to find somebody to say something bad about you. 304-7491, what you want to say about Cold Killer?
I don't know Cold Killer very well, but Cold Killer, congratulations on buying some race horses, man. I'm into that, too.
Well, then, we need to get each other numb, and we need to be locking in each other. I don't know what I got, but I want to find out.
Okay.
All right, hey, Showtime, just hold on. I'm going to leave your mic on mute your mic, Showtime. I'm going to leave it open, though, because you keep going and coming. Well, we got some people. We got a few more minutes. I want to see stay, the rest of the day.
What's up?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was that that said they got horses? Who was that?
That's Showtime got horses and Cold Killer got horses.
Okay, yeah. I need to talk to Showtime then.
That is number here. Okay, you got a lot of background on them. I'm going to go ahead and mute your phone. But we're going to close out in a few minutes. Just hang around until we close out, okay?
I got background noise. My phone, dog, than me?
561-7874. You got a lot of noise on your phone, yeah. Background
noise. What's up, dog? This is Chuck G.
Chuck G get on the damn phone.
They buying the horses. I don't know, boy.
Okay, hold on a minute. Captain Ron, what you got, Captain Ron?
Could you have Cold Killer and you call me after the show, please?
Okay. Cold Killer, you know Captain Ron, Cold Killer?
Do I know Captain Ron?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if I know Captain Ron, you know. I might know him and might not know exactly who he is, but I might know exactly who he is. I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay, he wanted me to call you after the show. You want me to three-way call y'all? Is what you want to Captain Ron?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that after the show then if Cold Killer don't mind. You don't mind Cold Killer?
He might have some good news for me. Of course I don't mind.
No problem. We'll be doing that in a few minutes. Hold on a minute. Let me get these calls. These calls coming in there. Okay, Captain Ron, I'm going to mute you back out. Just in case my system go down. Anybody want to talk about Cold Killer now? 772-1389, what you got on Cold Killer?
This big hurt, man.
Big hurt. What you got on? We talking about Cold Killer now. Ain't no reason
Cold Killer. Cold Killer, bad motherfucker, man.
Okay. There he is.
But now you're a bad motherfucker, too.
Okay. All right, Rick. We appreciate it. But right now it's about Cold Killer. This is the rest of the show is Cold Killer show because I got to make sure his image get good. And I want everybody to know out there that he ain't no bad guy. He just, like I say, he comes to it raw. Like Pro Stock Joe, he's raw. So hold on a minute, Big Rick, just hang around. We're going to close out in a minute. Tarik Man, go ahead. What you think about Cold Killer?
I told you, dog, Cold Killer for president. Damn, fuck Obama. Cold Killer Obama.
If Cold Killer get a damn... If Cold Killer could be the damn president, we all going to be fucked up. Cold Killer ain't had no horses and shit in it.
Hey, dog.
All right, man. I'm finna lock you. I'm finna close you now. Don't go nowhere, though. Hold on a minute. We got some more hands on here. Shit, Cold Killer got a lot of people out here that must have locked him. Hold on a minute. Let me get all these callers here. Hold on a minute. Cold Killer, don't you go nowhere. You done got popular, boy. Wild Man might have to extend the show and make it X-rated instead of all that old pity pat shit y'all be talking about tonight. 910-3515. 910-3515. What you want to talk about? Y'all know when they don't talk, you know what I do. I don't do a Pro Stock Joe. I do a dog. I cut you off. Because I need the line, because Showtime ain't got enough money to get us in big, a lot of lines. 803-8014. Oh, my fault. 404-8262.
Cold Killer, good guy, but I think he got some unfinished business.
804-8262. Yeah, I told y'all what I do. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to say anything about Cold Killer? Push the one button right now. Get ready to wrap this thing up. Anybody there got anything they want to say about Cold Killer? Good, bad, or in between? We want to know. This is the Cold Killer hour right now. He ain't paid for nothing in the show, though. But Mario paid for it. Yeah, who else said something?
Hey, this Bobby, dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mississippi Joe just called me, and he wants you to call him. He said he want to lock up Norris or either Cold Killer. He hollering and crying because he can't get on.
Who is Norris?
So he went.
You mean Norris?
Norris, yeah. And he hollering and crying. But I didn't tell him the Cold Killer done started the racing horses because I don't know. I want to tell him one thing. I know about horses because my brother got several of them. Buddy, they eating shit, but they don't stop when you say stop.
Now, you said Mississippi Joe? Let me see, can I get him? Because he's going to come on with some dumb shit trying to get. And I hope he don't think nobody's going to come with him to Mississippi for that bullshit. Let me see, can I get him, though?
He said he want to come to make him and get him. I don't know.
Well, let me get him. I think I got some lines on. B, you still there, H-B?
I'm still here, dog.
I don't need you to go nowhere today. You stay here. You ain't got but a couple more minutes to stay in here.
I got all night. What's going
on? I got you, brother. I got a tech tip for you, too. I had to throw that in.
Hey.
Stanley. I'm just joking, Stanley. I know B love you to death.
What you gonna tell him?
Hello? Mr. Joe.
Hey.
Go ahead with your dumb ass. Go ahead on. You know I'm gonna let you talk. Go ahead.
Hey, dog, I'm not coming on your show no dumb shit, you fucking play pretty.
You faggot ass steroid taking bitch. You gonna be whatever I want you to be on my show.
Okay, well listen, man. This guy Nod, your hero. Do we have anything stock suspension nitrous?
He on the phone. Nod, you hear this faggot talking to you, Nod? Nod. Hello, Nod. Maybe you scared him, Joe.
Well, dog, I'm trying to stay out of the play pretty category, so I want to at least get six races in before the year. I'm trying to lock in Cold Killer, The Rock, Lethal Weapon, and The Ruler. Any of them on 29s. For the 29th in making. I don't want nobody to come to Mississippi. Meet me a little bit above halfway, and we gonna get down.
Well, be on the phone and Pro Stock Joe can get Rock if he need to, but be on the phone if you want to talk to him.
I done talk to Rock. Who would it be?
That's Cold Killer.
Well, that's who I'm looking for.
Well, you need to call Mario. Mario got the small talk killer. All you gotta do is call Mario, put your deposit up, and get your head fucked up. That's all you gotta do.
I'm gonna spend your car. I'm still trying to get it done,
bro. You just gonna get fucked.
Huh?
The 29th of what?
The 29th of October.
We'll be in New Jersey, sir. You coming?
Well, who is this?
This brother man. Mario will be in New Jersey on the 29th.
Well, I understand. Well, I have to try to catch him another time. Well, dog, can you get the ruler?
That's Tony Bynum.
My brother called. We called Tony about 3 weeks ago.
He said he sold the car, but I've been seeing the car in action, so I'm trying to know who owned the car. I think I told you about that.
The ruler called me today. The ruler was talking today. He was selling out, though, so I don't know. Is he selling out for
real? Well, I'm not trying to play no games. I'm trying to lock up some money, so.
You ain't no
get Mario on the phone, dog. Get Mario on the phone if you can.
Get who on the phone?
That's what you do. That's
who
what
Mario
you
on the
do.
Phone.
Right.
Hold on a minute. Who you said, B?
Get Mario on the phone. I ain't used to playing with him. We can meet him anywhere between the 29th.
Oh, shit. Now you done run your mouth, Joe. You finna get some action in.
Well, that's what I want. That's what I want. I'm trying to lock up some money.
All right, hold on. Hold on a goddamn minute now, because you ain't talking to no motherfucker. Mario, Cold Killer, and Nard, them two jokers together.
Hey, man, let me tell you something about Cold Killer. Cold Killer ain't no killer. He just cold, man. That's all. Take the killer off. He just cold. All
right.
I'm going to be cold with your money in my pocket, too.
Well, hey, you know if you win, that's what you're going to get.
I ain't met a man on the earth that's going to beat that car, so if you're from Jupiter, Mars, then you can.
Well, I sure want to try. Y'all just going to get paid. Y'all got y'all a duck. How about that?
Well, then,
we'll be looking for you. You got Mario a few seconds.
Hey. Ringing busy, B, for some reason or another. Let me see if I call him again.
I'm going to look at that number. Hold on.
I mean,
714. That's
Mario. Hold on a minute, B. Mario. He might be in a bad area, B. The phone is connected, but he can't.
He called him. I just called him. Call him back. He looking for that number, and I called him back.
Okay. Big B, Mario.
What up, partner?
Yeah, man, we got B on the show and everything, and everybody loves him like a play cat. But we got a problem from a guy on the phone, Mississippi Joe, and I'll let y'all handle it. Go ahead.
Hey, Mario.
Yo.
Cold Killer, Killer Cold, whatever they call you. I want to try you.
who is
ready to lock in? This is a non-factor guy. They call me Mississippi Joe.
Well, let me say something to you. Right? You ever notice? All right, let me ask you something. You ever been in a boxing match? You think this
no,
is like
man,
no boxing?
I ain't
going
there
and call Mayweather out right now. See, sometimes you gotta kind of get, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you Mississippi Joe. So what I'm saying is, what gives you the characteristics to feel like you need to call us out?
Because you got a stock suspension car, sir.
Hey, you got
with
a small block suspension car? You got
no,
a small block suspension car, Nike?
No,
oh,
I don't
okay.
have a small block suspension
car.
Is that all
oh,
you
okay.
wanted, sir?
Well,
I could have sworn I saw you wanted a big block.
That's right.
That's
right.
The only reason I called you. That's the only reason I called you. Okay, then, well, if you don't want to race, I understand that, sir.
Hold on now. Listen. Let me say something to you, sir. Hold on. I'm not saying I will not
yes,
race you. But what I am saying is, what are you proving to be by calling us out? When you know what kind of car we got. You
man,
know
I done
call
all y'all out. I done call the ruler. I done call all of them out for the 29th to make it.
Well, I tell you what, then. Listen to me, sir.
I done called The Rock. I mean, well, you know, I'm trying to race you. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay, so you got a stock suspension nitrous car?
Yeah, Malibu, big block. No wheelie bars.
Okay.
He on 29, Mario. Lock his motherfucking ass out.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
on 29.
Okay, so you got a stock suspension Malibu on 29s.
Lock his ass
yes,
out,
sir.
Mario. I know what he got. Lock his motherfucking ass out.
Here,
for the 20, but see, listen, let me say something to y'all. No, this is the only problem we got. Is that the only time that you can race on the 29th? Can you run the week after?
No, I can't because we got a show on the 12th in Mississippi.
Well, no, the
week
after
we got one on the 8th. Yeah,
oh,
Mario,
he told me to call you. He said y'all might can do it before that. So won't y'all get together and then by the Post Talk Joe show Thursday, we'll know something. By next week, we'll know something. You might
knock
about
before. Give you some gas money? What if I give you some gas money to come to Mississippi and do it?
The reason why is because Chris, our driver, has his last race of the year up in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So we don't have no driver for that weekend. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's the only man that drives in the car. So he's you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It ain't no excuse. It's on the internet. You know,
no,
he got his last race of the year. Right.
And when did you say, Mario?
It's next weekend.
Oh, it's next weekend. Okay.
Okay, look here. I'm going to cut y'all off, though. Y'all get together, and on Post Talk Joe probably come up Thursday or on Wild Man Show tomorrow, B and Mario get a chance to talk. And then
well,
y'all
can I give you my number, Mario?
Phone, right, B?
Can I give you my number?
Cold Killer, you still on the phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
still here.
Can I give you my number, Cold Killer?
They got your number. They got your number. You ain't got to worry about no number.
Okay, then. All right, good enough. All right.
I'm Joe Wednesday or Thursday. We can get that because I'm running out of time now. I want to get one more call in if I can get this person.
Hello?
Yeah? Nicole?
Yes.
It's Dog. You on the show. We finna get ready to wrap up. But before we wrap up, I want you to come on and give us our safety briefing again on the safety equipment and all that stuff before we go.
Oh, okay. Am
Mike
I on
and
now?
Nicole Killer on the phone and everybody can hear you. So if you're doing something besides cooking, go ahead and give us our safety briefing.
This is Nicole Lyons, and I just want to let everybody know again that if anybody's in need of any safety equipment, and that's in regards to, you know, your HOMS or R3 devices, helmets, suits, fire suits, shoes, gloves, parachutes, any of that, our sponsors are willing to offer it to you guys through me for 50% off of whatever they cost through our sponsor. So if you go to djsafety.com and look at stuff, whatever you see on there is 50% off through me. So if you need any of these safety items, please make sure you let Mike know or Dog or myself. And you can reach me via Facebook if you're a Facebook friend of mine, or you can reach me at my shop, which is 818-362-7101. Again, 818-362-7101. So,
okay, Nicole,
also,
I appreciate that. Also, Nicole, we was having a segment. You know Cold Killer, don't you?
What?
Huh?
Cold Killer. What,
you know Cold Killer B?
That Mike has?
Yeah, no, Cold Killer, you don't know B?
Yeah, B, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, this last segment was on him trying to make his image go. As a person, what can you say about B?
Just that he's seems like a loyal individual, a good dude, wants to see the grudge racing scene succeed, putting out quality stuff. That's pretty much what I can say about him.
Yeah, you know, he had that car that he couldn't get nobody to race him. So you know what he did? He went and bought him a horse. Now he said he's going to start shoving horse shit in manure.
well, there's probably more money in that right now than him
building
an 800-inch motor.
Mike here.
Yeah, still here, dog.
Yeah. You ain't by yourself, Nicole. Mike on the phone and B on the phone, too, though. Hey, B, y'all want to holler at Nicole right quick? I'm finna shut this thing down in a few minutes.
How you doing, Nicole?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Okay. Well, anyway, this last segment was the bluster up by a Cold Killer, better known as B to some people, his image. Everybody talking about he's just a bad guy. But, shit, I couldn't get nobody on the phone today say he was a bad guy. So, Cold Killer, just keep doing what you're doing, man. Deep down inside, the people that mean something to you, they love you to death. And I know you from firsthand.
You're a man of your word, like Post Office Joe did said. You're just wrong with it. But anyway, we got about 5 minutes to go. This is as long as we went, man, and I'm tired of shit. Nicole, thank you for coming on now. You got any final words? Keep it on the 30 seconds.
No, I want to know. Your topic was about B being a bad person?
No, everybody, Mario wanted, Mario said everybody take B when they first meet him as being a bad person because he's so rough and raw. Because, you know, he don't take no shit. So
I don't think that. I think that he's just quiet and he analyzes the scene of what's going on. And maybe some people take that as, you know, cold or rough or whatever you want to say. But, I mean, I think the man is just a businessman who analyzes what's going on first, takes it in, and then decides what he wants to say to you about it. So I think that's
a calculated
person.
Yeah, I hear you, Nicole. Damn, B, you about to pay me for putting you on the show, Anna B. That damn cold killer. Yeah, that's good. Okay, Nicole, we appreciate it, sweetheart. Thank you for coming on, baby.
All right.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
If a man is bad, if they say he is, who the hell you think gonna come on the show and say you bad?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, if I didn't like him, I'd say, you know, I mean, I'd be mad enough to tell him I didn't like him if I didn't like him for real. But yeah. See, a lot of people might take him the wrong way because, like I said, he's so wrong with it. I mean, you know, but you just have to know him. Be the best joke.
You know how to do on the internet, don't you? They hide behind their fake name. They'll probably bully him up tomorrow on the internet.
All right, right. Well, that's all right. Good tonight and after you do it, because if a joker couldn't come out and say what he wanted to say tonight, I hate to say it, intercostal. I ain't going to say the F word, Nicole, because you on there. I ain't want you to get nervous. Anyway, we finna shut this down. Nikki, I'm glad for you to come
all
on.
Right.
Mike, you got any final words, Mike? Keep it under 15 seconds. Quick.
No, I'm good, though.
Okay, Miss City Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So give me your last words right quick.
I'm just trying to raise, dog. Everybody say we won't raise this and that. We done had a problem. We trying to raise, dog. But I'm just
okay,
like
no
anybody
problem.
Else, man. Don't get me wrong.
I'm
going to
work out for you because, like I said, if you raise much as you talk, you're going to be a bad motherfucker, though. You're going to be a bad motherfucker.
What? Well, I probably won't never do that. I got it. I inherited it from my mother and my father. I got it on both sides, dog.
Okay. All right, Cold Killer B, we appreciate your presence on the show today, brother. You got any final words?
I just want to say I appreciate everybody, all the good words y'all had to say about me, you know. And I like when Nicole said best. She summed it up to me.
Okay.
Well, you
brother,
don't
B, hang on, we close it out because we ain't got but a couple minutes ago, but just hang on until we close it out. Showtime, you got any final words, Showtime?
Hey, what's going on?
No, y'all go ahead on and do your thing, man.
Okay, all right, Bobby Child, you got the final word in the prayer, brother. Hold on, let me make sure I ain't got nobody else I missed. Anybody I missed out there, that mic open and need to say anything? Okay, Bobby, you got the final words in the prayer. Take us on out, my brother.
Okay, I would like to say to Showtime and Cold Killer, I hope Nicole got some safety horns and seat up for them horses that they're going to be riding. I want to
say, hold on, Mr. Wildcat, I don't do no riding, that's what them jockeys for.
Daddy, what's going on?
Oh.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure she have head pass off on them, too. I'm going to try to suit up and strap up, you know. I rode a horse. They don't stop when you
take the horse. Hold on, about it. Al, Mighty Joe Young. Al, you there?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I'm there.
You got any final words? I'm sorry, brother. You got any final words before we go?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Good.
All right, Al, appreciate you coming on and everything, bro. We appreciate it. All right, Bobby, you got to make it quick, though. We finna run out of time, brother. Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay,
though. On the 12th of November, MGRA race. So we want to try to invite everybody to come. Dear Lord, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for each and everyone that is listening far and near. Dear Lord, we ask you to have sympathy and bless those families that have lost a loved one, the Jackson family. Dear Lord, we know they're going through some troublesome time. Dear Lord, but we don't question what happened in life because you are the ruler and you are the creator. We know we didn't come here to stay. But we must learn to depend on you. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless the United States of America. Dear Lord, we know our president is going through some difficult time trying to get the economy back going. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless the people that don't have jobs, have lost their homes and whatever the situation may be. But the God in the Bible, you tell us that if your people will turn from their wicked ways and call by your name,
that you would heal them. The Lord, we know we just turn from our wicked ways and call on you. Everything will be all right. The Lord, we ask you to just continue to bless us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. And we will continue to give you all the praise. And then also we ask you to bless the, all the people that are in the hospital, bless Smokey that who had an accident. The Lord, pray and ask you that he recover fine. And deep letters and ask in your name. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Bobby, we got 15 seconds. Boy, I swear you the long-winded joker, I know. But we appreciate everybody for coming on today. Thank y'all. And we'll see y'all next week. Here's the for Wild Man Show. Tune in Thursday for Post Talk Show. So.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.